This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Oh, yes!
Right, baby.
We're always so, like, well prepared and organised at the beginning of the
this
show.
This is how we do it at FUBAR, mother lovers. This is how we do. How are you feeling out there?
First of all, thank you to not Ray Peacock.
No, it's not Ray. Don't ever say that again. His name is Ian
Boldsworth.
Yeah, I like that name right there.
I like that. It's a strong name. He's been taking care of you for the last 2 hours, Ian Boldsworth,
yes,
has been.
Man.
And remember, you can listen to any of the FUBAR shows up on the website, and we're up on iTunes too. Last week on this show, we brought you Sonny Jim with his brand new album, Mud in My Malbec.
In My Malbec, baby.
And we had a massive open mic with the Booth Boxers, which that was a lot of fun. So if you missed it, and Mice, you were just... Mice was making me cry with laughter throughout the whole show.
Crying.
So most of the show, when you heard that I was in silence, it was just because I was like on the floor.
She's wiping her tears.
Yeah. So if you missed any of that, listen back. FUBARradio.com/hiphop is the place to go. And yet again, we have another huge show for you. This week, including Marv Radio is going to be passing through the studio.
Yeah, shout to the human beatboxer himself. The human radio, you might as well say.
Mm.
He raps, he beatboxes. He's like, what else do you need to do?
Mm.
You don't need a DJ because you already make the beats.
Oh, damn.
You don't need a hype
I'm
man
fired.
Because you already hype as a mother lover. And he's a bit of a shaman as well, so he's a very interesting character,
really?
Man.
Ooh,
yeah.
Oh, wow. Giving Dalai Lama and DJ Cash Money a run for their money.
Yeah, and LSD tablets as well.
Gosh.
Giving them a run for their money.
And yes, we have another massive open mic. This is going to be epic. And of course, Mice is investigating.
You're damn right.
I'm quite excited about this investigation.
Same here, man. I'm telling you, I just realized, like, throughout my career, there have been certain, you know, things happening. So I nearly delved into it just then as well. You see, Sarah gave me that look, and I go, oh shit, there's that look again. All right, yeah.
Wait a minute. I'm a bit daunted by today's investigation as well, to be honest. But anyway, you're just going to have to hold tight to find out what it's all about. It's Independence Day today as well, Mice.
Who's independent, though, exactly?
Exactly. Because I find it a bit funny, the American... By the way, sorry, you're tuned into DJ Sarah Love and Mice Diggy right here on FUBAR Radio. Every Monday, 4 p.m. We always forget to, like, say our names.
Yeah. By now, people should know who we are because we know we've got some avid listeners out there. But just in case you are in tune to DJ Sarah Love alongside myself, the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake, Mice Diggy.
Yes. And, like I was saying, it's the American Independence. It's the 4th of July. But I always find it a bit ironic because it sort of like seems a bit of a liberty to be like celebrating independence when you're sort of like you got at that time slavery was going on and genocide of indigenous people and stuff
To be honest, personally, I feel like celebrating independence is a bit messed up anyway because, you know, we've already got like people, around the world, people celebrate independence from mainly from
colonialism.
Yeah, colonialism. So you're kind of celebrating that, we're free, when really and truly we're not free. We're still not. It just feels like we're free.
You
know what I mean?
Should I
carry on?
No. Today's going to be a bit of a crazy show. We got a bit of a deep one for you. So hold tight. Keep it locked right here. FUBAR Radio. New music. Well, not new music, but I've got music for you from Scorsese, which I just thought was very appropriate considering these turbulent, uncertain political times we're living in. Brand new Kaiser music. This new album of his is crazy.
Yeah, I need to hear this because I've been hearing some crazy stuff about this album, man.
I'm so happy. Honestly, we're going to get into that in a minute. And got a brand new tune featuring London Posse.
Are you serious?
Hold up!
What? Sarah's been digging in the... Well, I guess people have been sending you them shits to put in your crates, like, rather than... Because you can't dig out something that...
No, I'm just saying that.
You can't dig for something like that ain't even there yet. Like, you got stuff that people don't even know is there yet. The only way you could get that is getting it sent to you. So I'm excited here. I think I just made a mess on this seat, so I'm going to go get tissue right quick.
So while Mice runs and gets some tissue, I'm going to play you another track from this brand new Rex album. And the lyrics on this, I'm really feeling. The album is called The Greatest X. Rex is that MC straight out of Boston. This tune is called Hands Up, Wink Wink, produced by Street Runner. Check it out, it's FUBAR.
got the right to remain silent. I don't give a fuck when the government call you violent. I don't give a fuck, you don't give a fuck, we don't give a fuck. We don't need another brother killed on the corner with hands up. Heard another brother killed on the corner with hands up. Heard another brother killed on the corner with hands up. Heard another brother killed on the corner with hands up. Heard another brother killed on the corner with hands up. Handcuffed, man down, officer calling for backup. Fuck all these niggas, just shoot if they act up. Where is Nancy Grace when the police blast us? How come she mad? Cause they legalize weed, they legalize weed. Will prisons be gone next? Won't that affect your industrial complex? Prison scary to the military, tell me Taliban can't kill me. Get me now, gon' kill them. Brainwashed children, the melting pot filled in. Conformity is normalcy, honor the enormous. Ignoramus in the office, Geppetto puppets will flourish. If you now want the veil over eyes, recognize, testify to the western lies. Best disguise minds as devoted Christians, so the system can list them as future Democrats with no pot to piss in. Show cops respect, wink, wink, middle finger them. Wink, wink, middle finger them. Show cops respect, wink, wink, middle finger them. I to America, eating in the interim. Keep me in the kitchen, come on and see a difference. I've been reading, I've been writing, I've been thinking. Been fighting for my freedom since a little tight speaking. Google got God thoughts of Mustafa as a better name than Christy. No diss to grandpa. Know what the truth is, history is ruthless. Two kids like me who go to bed nightly thinking what might be my origins. All of them other kids in class got A's for the last. The X in my past got me doubting what the books say. Teachers say this our land, well what the crooks say. What they tell you don't, you go believing them. Not in agreement, wink wink middle finger them. Wink, wink, middle finger them. Not in agreement, wink, wink, middle finger them. Got the right to remain silent. I don't give a fuck when the government call you violent. I don't give a fuck, you don't give a fuck, we don't give a fuck. We don't need another brother killed on the corner with hands up. Heard another brother killed on the corner with hands up. Heard another brother killed on the corner with hands up. Heard another brother killed on the corner with hands up. Heard another brother killed on the corner with hands up.
My sister venting yeah. about technology.
I'll tell you what, I got this new phone, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, look what new I can do with yeah. it. Yeah, like, look, you can send, look, I can send you a message, right?
Mm.
And then it tells me when you've received the message. Like, that's pretty
Ain't
cool,
that man. Something?
Yeah.
Ain't that something, mate? Technology is great when it works, and when it doesn't work, it makes you want to kill yourself.
Yeah, that's true. It's a shame. But this is these are the things that we got to go through in the first world. You see, that people don't understand.
But
I'll tell you what, though. Yeah. First of all, that track, fire.
Proper yeah, fire, I'm fire. Telling you. Rex, he's delivered with this album. It's called The Greatest X. It features Large Professor on production, Alchemist, Knots, Static Selector, Buckwild, Black Milk. We had Black Milk on the show a couple weeks back, so if
yeah.
you missed that, definitely hit up foodbarradio.com/hip-hop. He's also got R.A. The Rugged Man on there, Edo G, Terminology, Acrobatic, Planet Asia.
He's gone in, man.
Yeah, so I'm feeling it.
And the thing, I know Rex is not one of them dudes, because you know, like, for me, I don't like too much. I like it, you know, hearing features is cool, but I don't like it when the album sounds like it's just a compilation. You know what I mean? Like, some people do that, like Jay-Z. And now you remember when he did the Dynasty album and he made it like it was his album, and then it was all like features. It's like, what's going on here? And I think a lot of people do that to, you get a lot of people through, and that's a long time ago, but I find that a lot of people do that now to kind of get people to look, you know, to watch what they're doing, to check out the album. But then you
hype.
Listen to the album and they've only got one verse on each tune or whatnot. It's like, I'm not really getting to hear you. I'm not getting to hear what you've got to say.
Mm.
So I know Rex isn't one of them guys as well. Hearing all them names, most of that's production, and then he's probably got a verse here and there from the rappers, so mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to hear that, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to even think of like a feature on a Stevie Wonder album. No, didn't happen. Crickets. So sort it out, people.
That's hilarious.
Right now, you're locked into hip hop on Food Bar Radio every Monday 4 till 6 p.m. with myself, Sarah Love, and the greatest, the one and only. That's you.
Oh, me.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Right. I was waiting for you to say
yeah,
my name.
Yeah, I was going
to
say Muhammad Ali, Big Daddy Kane, you know, someone of the greatest. Like,
Einstein.
Yes,
yeah,
my name is Mike Stiggy, mate.
No, it's you. And right now, it's that really important part of the show because I just think, you know, we live in some crazy times.
Yeah, we are definitely living in some crazy ass times when you got mother lovers out there voting out. They don't even know what the fuck they're voting out for. They think they're voting out like, yeah, well, we're out of the Euro 2016, so yeah, vote out. Yeah, we might as well.
Like,
you know, people didn't even really know what they were voting for. They ended up, when now I've got to go Europe and people looking at me like it's my fault.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Do you know what? The other day, I was in Dorset this weekend. I saw like this.
Love it down Dorset. You better have had some cider when you're down there. You're like,
and there was
shout to my Dorset fan, man. I don't even know if they sound
wait,
like that
on,
in Dorset.
Hold on, hold on. To everyone out in Dorset, enjoying cider, whatever they say. They don't sound like
outside
that.
Drinking the cider, not pointing at cars, you know what I mean?
Not point. Shout out to Shapeshifter. yeah, he was on the open mic a few weeks back as well, breaking down some... No, it wasn't Colchester. Where was he from? Norfolk! Wow. Norfolk versus Suffolk beef. But yeah, to everyone out in Dorset. But you know, I think it's really important that we think of all the positives that are going on in the world, you know? And you know, we're living in a world that sometimes it seems bleak, but there are people everywhere. Like, honestly, I truly believe there's more good in the world than bad going on. And there's people everywhere making a difference to our lives, like, you know, off their own steam. Like, truly, I believe this. And so many people are doing, like, incredible, inspirational stuff. And we each individually have the power within us to take action and bring joy to someone's life. And it isn't about money. It doesn't take money to do that. And today's... Big up, big up! Nearly had me in tears this morning, Mice.
Serious.
Okay, I'm actually... I've got a confession to make. I'm actually, like, a really sad person where
shut up. Oh, what? Sad as in not the OCD side or...
Oh, no, not that kind of sad.
Another kind of sad.
Yeah. No, not seasonal affective disorder. I actually love every season and I think every season is beautiful if you look for it. But no, I mean sad as in, like, I'm just a sad nerd, really.
Oh,
like, I'm just masking
DJ,
behind
man.
This, like, hip-hop DJ thing.
Hip-hop DJs are nerds anyway, man. I don't give a fuck about
they
that
are,
shit.
They are. It just so happens they're nerding out over hip-hop. But no, I'm sad because I listen to... I obviously listen to FUBAR Radio like all the time. And if I'm not listening to FUBAR Radio, I actually listen to BBC World Service every single day.
You said that out loud, by the way. So,
sorry, but you should only keep it locked right here to FUBARradio.com. But there's this incredible thing called the Outlook Inspiration Awards, yeah? And today, I'm sending a massive big up to everybody who was nominated on the Outlook Inspiration Awards. And, okay, this might not
well,
strictly...
That's nothing to do with Hotmail Outlook.
No.
Yeah, I was getting a bit confused there because...
That this is nothing to do, then it's not necessarily hip hop stories. But the truth of the matter is that I think hip hop reflects it's a mirror to the real world. You know, and so really everything that's happening in the real world, like we are the talking newspaper of that.
Exactly. It's the voice of the streets, man.
Yeah. And one of the one of the nominees of these Outlook Inspiration Awards, the first lady who's getting the big up, Doris Francis. Okay. This lady, her daughter died in a traffic accident in Delhi. And so she decided she didn't want to see this happen again to anyone else. And so she stands at the road junction in this suburb in Delhi where her daughter was killed every day. She's not a policeman. She goes there every day and stands there and directs traffic to stop any accidents happening.
Serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
And since she's been doing that, it's like there's been a sharp decrease in the amount of road traffic accidents that happen on this road. And this
whereabouts is that?
So this is in Delhi in India. So her daughter was killed by a car and then she was just like, this is so terrible. I don't want anyone else to experience this.
Yeah, they're lawless out there driving. I've been out there. I didn't bother driving. I was no way. I'm not even... attempting that shit.
You're like in the tuk-tuk with your eyes closed.
But they drive crazy. There's no...
No rules.
Yeah, they're not like, whatever way, bruv. This ain't a one way. This is like any way you want. You could reverse.
Any way. Yeah, make your own rules type business. And so, you know, to me, that's just another... She's literally saved lives just from her own steam, waking up every day at 6 a.m. and going to this junction to direct traffic. Doris Francis.
Big up.
What a G. The second person who was nominated for an Outlook Award is this dude, Kees Veldboer, okay? And he's an ambulance paramedic.
Mm.
And he was an ambulance driver in Rotterdam. And he helped a terminally ill man who he met in his ambulance fulfill his dying wish back in 2006. Just from talking to this guy in the ambulance, he realized, I can just make a couple calls and actually make this happen. And through that, he realized it's so easy to help people just by picking up the phone. And so this inspired him to set up something called the Ambulance Wish Foundation. And he now grants wishes for 6 dying people per day. And now he's like granted wishes to thousands of people. And he's now set this foundation up all over the world. And he said he didn't start it to be famous or for money, but to help people so they can die with a smile on their face.
Wow.
Kees Veldboer.
Big up.
I like that. How did you know how to pronounce that name?
Well, I'm a pretty international person, you know, I have studied quite a few languages, but again, both of those people, it ain't about money. It didn't take money. It didn't take a degree to do any of this. This is just being motivated to give a damn about your neighbors. Natalia Ponce de Leon. This lady,
this shit's just floating off the tongue like... I'll be looking at it with a magnified glass. Like, is that an L or?
But this woman, her life changed the day a man threw acid over her, yeah? It burned her face, arms, her abdomen, one of her legs. And she says there was a stage in her life where she just thought she looked like a monster. But then she decided to start campaigning the government to ensure justice for other survivors in Colombia of acid attacks.
Wow.
And through this, just off of her own steam and just being on the case of the government, she managed to change the law in Colombia. And now this law has been named after her.
Serious?
Natalia Ponce de Leon. Okay?
I remember when that was a thing. Man, back in the days, like I remember in the 80s, I'm sure that was a thing, like throwing acid on people's face, like early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
People used to, and that was like, imagine, man, that's damaging. Imagine that, someone throwing acid on you, and there's not much you could do about it, really. There's not, you're scarred, like literally
permanent.
On some another level of scar. There's nothing they can stitch up or,
when you see this lady's scars from this acid attack, it's just like admirable, really, how she was able to pick herself up psychologically. And now she just dedicated her life to making, trying to make a change so this didn't happen to other people. And you know what? I just thought so inspiring about this. These are people just like you and me. They didn't have money. They just had an idea. And that's all that it took. And where I feel this relates to hip hop is, to me, hip hop is something that we have created as a people. Like, we created this from nothing, out of like the government not giving a damn about people. And we decided, okay, what are we going to do to lift up our community? We created this. And now this is a multi-billion-dollar industry that has literally saved people's lives and taken people off of the streets, out of crime. And that is the truth of hip hop. Mm. We are doing this together, and so big up to hip hop.
Big up.
And to all of the nominees of the Outlook Awards. I just think you're all so inspirational. And I just hope that other people out there realize sometimes just a smile literally can change someone's day.
Mm.
Like the other day I was walking down the street, I walked past the old man standing at the bus stop, and so I smiled at him and I said hello. And he was like, thank you. You just made my week.
Wow. And I bet he's a stalker. He's probably been waiting at that bus stop every single day.
Yeah, but it's something as small as just something like that can really uplift someone. God knows when the last time someone spoke to that old dude was. You know what I'm saying?
True.
And it costs nothing to smile at someone. It costs nothing to say hello.
Free.
It costs nothing to for this lady to go out there and direct traffic and to save people's lives. So really, that's what this week's big up is. I've got some ill other things coming up for you later in the show, so you better keep it locked right here. We love hearing from you on this show as well. FUBAR, because this show is all about you guys. So hit us up, hiphop@fubarradio.com. You can also find us on Twitter at FUBAR Radio, at Mice Diggy, and at DJ Sarah Love. We want to give you a
big up.
Yep. Also, but first, let's hear something brand new from this Kaiser record, and this track features Reveal and Cyrus Malachi. Ooh. This is some next fire.
Say the sun don't shine in the hood. God don't love us. And now the ghetto.
So there's no way out. Cause
all the strugglers, all the hustlers, all the youth, them, the gallon. It's gotta be another way out. Live a day in the life of an average guy, treating things like the Bee Gees and just staying alive. There's no faith in the Christ when every single moment you wake in your eyes, you hear the news, read a saying a line. Somebody's son got filleted with a knife, spleen turned to whipped cream when the bullet came straight from the nine. Some kids think that it's a game till they find when a slug enters your head, it all changes your mind. And I'm so sick of seeing brothers dying daily, shooting toasters, losing focus on their future over Gucci loafers. And blood is sprayed on a cold stone. Gangs are repping steps on the pavements they don't own. Rich politicians still know that we're as stupid as we're supposed to be. An ex-convert to a kufi or a rosary. Some people say that how we're living is war. It was war from when we cut the umbilical cord, and that's real. I'm tired of the pain and the forks and roads. I'm still searching for a way out, my doors are closed. Still living in the mush pits of this apocalypse, and poverty has got us locked in. We're still waiting for the savior, but he never came. And so it's hellish days and acid November rain. I ask God, will it ever change? Or would death be the only real getaway? It's gotta be the roads ain't the only road. If there's a God, there's gotta be a better way out. If it's changed, it's gotta be a better way out for us. If there's a God in
the it's nothing for these youngers to act peak, running in yards like Yankee athletes. Youth savage, mute man is silent, they let the straps speak. Everyday grinding, same environment, trying to stack P. And that's exactly where the trap be. Examine all of the facts, why you think they call it a trap? Look, I've been in the game before they even call it a trap. They call it that, cause once you fall through the cracks, ain't no calling back, only way out is jail house or in the morgue in a slab. If you a trapper, check it, better rewind this. You ain't a trapper, you the trap. It's a clever Jedi mind trick. Think of the implications of system that's been created. Pop a master busting laughter while pulling the strings blatant. And actually, certain man have lost touch with reality. Mobster mentality, really, they're lobsters in a barrel, G. Man, I'm trapped in their own ego. Road's evil, only casualties we see are our own people.
I'm tired of the pain and the forks and roads. I'm still searching for a way out, my doors are closed. Still living in the mush pits of this apocalypse, and poverty has got us locked in. We're still waiting for the savior, but he never came. And so it's hellish days and acid November rain. I ask God, will it ever change? Or would death be the only real getaway?
27 moons amongst the ghosts of liars. Words on my tools, bolts and pliers. Swerve with the multipliers. Urban earth, the soul and guise. The product's worth, we sold to buyers. We're still trapped in, bringing them packs in. We sling raps with straps ring. The hood's changing. Influx of the rich, gentrification. Life's an ugly bitch when you're caged in. Poverty's contagion. These kids pack a burner like Cajun. Set the stage, get the pics in. Trying to escape big. The cause of the brick walls, Her Majesty beckons inside a tapestry of felons. Dilapidated dwellings, rising costs, low incomes, the ice, the frost. No one wins in the slums. Irish must, the provision of tongues, aligned to the lust. My heart's pure like Matulu Shakur. Spread light amongst the poor. Ass is raw, L. The lost tribes of Israel, selling fish scale at the tipping scale. Empty bottles, liquor swell. This vivid hell was a prison cell. 2012, when the penny fell, rocking belly pell. Shells left his belly well, belly well, left his belly well.
I'm tired of the pain and the forks and roads. I'm still searching for a way out, my doors are closed. Still living in the mush pits of this apocalypse, and poverty has got us locked in. We're still waiting for the savior, but he never came. And so it's hellish days and acid November rain. I ask God, will it ever change? Or would death be the only real getaway?
Kaiser Smears.
That was called Way Out featuring Reveal and Cyrus Malachi. It's from the album. Mice was just impressed with all my correct pronunciations of these overseas names, but the album is called Mivarioni.
Yeah, anyway, so.
Yeah. Just, we'll leave that just, for Carter when he comes through to the show.
Spell it out so people can work it out for themselves. I'm not even attempting.
Mivarione. See, this is the problem with the online era. You're not talking to people to be able to hear what the record's called. But it's volume one, so we'll just stick with Kaiser's new album, volume one. It's out now, and it's entirely produced by Kaiser.
So he produced all it? Oh, all so it's that album. Yeah. He told me about that album. Okay.
And then, and those are the only two features on the album, too. Everything else is just Kaiser. And I really just love all the subject matter. It's like a whole picture, a whole story that he's given you on this record as well.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it's really lovely. And so hit up Kaiser Say So. That's kyzasayso.bandcamp.com and go and support that. I mean, come on, £6. You're paying that. Is that how much
is
does
that
a pint?
£6.
Yeah, how much does a pint cost nowadays?
Well, it depends where you go, because like down my local, like, see, you know what I mean, it's only about like $1.90, but you go up market, you spend close to like $6.90, but I only go there sometimes when I'm going out with the missus, do you know what I mean? Like, if I feel like taking her out somewhere special, we'll go to the $6.90 spot and I'll get her half a pint. That's where you go, yeah.
Yeah. When I was drinking beer, I think it was like £1.50 a pint, and when I mentioned that to someone recently, they were like, where do you know about this £1.50 a pint? Tell me where to go.
That's funny, man.
That just shows I was way too young to be drinking. Anyway, how are you, Mice? Superstar Mice Diggy. He just landed off the Eurostar and ran to the station.
Straight up Eurostarring. Do you know what I mean? Mm. There's beyond superstar is when you Eurostar. If that's the only way to travel because they got internet on there. The thing that cracks me up about the Eurostar though is that when you sign up to the internet, you're like, right, I've got online, and then it goes, yeah, but we only use like the 4G or 3G network, so it might cut out every now and again.
You're like,
I might as well stay on my fucking phone then.
Yeah, I'll just stick playing chess.
Yeah, it's funny though, but yeah, I've been good, man. As you can hear, my voice is a bit scratched up, so I apologise to all you mother lovers expecting that chocolate velvet cake tone. It might be a bit more.
You still got it.
But there might be like sprinkles on it. It's roughed up a little bit. But I'm good, man. I did a really good festival with Smokey Joe and the Kid. We did a fusion festival in Germany, Lars.
Mm.
It's like, you know, have you heard of Burning Man Festival?
Yes.
It's like a really condensed version of that. I know Burning Man's like miles.
Have you been to Burning Man?
No, I haven't. I've just seen pictures of it. I've seen videos. Close enough, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In this day and age, that's more or less being there.
We've been there. Don't need to leave the house.
I could have Instagrammed a picture. People would have known the difference, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
But yeah, I've seen Burning Man. But yeah, it's like if you picture, say, Mad Max. Okay. Mad Max did a festival. Yeah. That's what it'd be like.
Team Zana.
Yeah, fusion festival. It's amazing, man. It's in Lars, and it's like it's just got all these like weird, you know, sculptures, and people have obviously built this and that, and it's like on a Russian ex-Russian military base or ex-Russian air base or something like that. And there's people that live there. There's people that actually live there, so they've built all these little kind of built, not, I wouldn't say huts, but more buildings and whatnot. Mm. And then they decided to put on their own festival. And it's quite cheap to go, but the weird thing about it, there's no security. Everybody makes an effort to like recycle the bottles.
Wicked.
You know, like you go and order food and they give you with a proper plate and not no paper plate and plastic spoon. It's like, yeah, I could
like
shank somebody.
But I trust you.
Yeah, my ghetto side. My hood side is like, right, if anyone tries it, I'm good. I've got bottles. I've got plates. I've got forks. And then, my more nature boy side is like, wow, this is amazing, man. I'm definitely going to take this straight back to the same place that I got it from. I might even wash it up for them. You know what I mean? That's
so bad. Take it to that next level.
All the food is vegan or vegetarian, at least.
Really?
Yeah, see? It's amazing. Really good festival. And we did the main stage on Thursday night and smashed it.
I know you did.
Yeah, so that was fun.
Smash it everywhere you go. Did you feel the need to apologise to everyone you met who wasn't English about the referendum?
No, because it's not my fault, man. You know, I didn't fucking vote. I voted us in. For me, honestly, I don't. It's not broken. Okay, we're not in a perfect place at the moment, but I can't see us coming out of the euro being any better, especially when I'm seeing like, rad, the pound's dropped now. So when I'm getting my euros, I'm like, rad, bruv. Wait there. What you're saying? Oh shit! Like
you're saying, I still can't get a job. Yeah. What you're saying still is going to be open movement. Of yeah. Anyway, we're going to get into that you in a second.
I mean? So you know, nah, I'm not apologising because it's nothing to do with me. But I do, I do feel a bit of a way about it. You know, travelling around.
As a black person as well, like a black British person, it's a bit easier because it's sort of like, look, you can go.
Right, hey, look, hey man, I mean, you know what I mean? Yeah. Second generation, bro. Like, hey, I ain't got nothing to do with that shit right there. If this was back in the day, I wouldn't even be here. So there, yeah, me and you in the same boat.
You're breaking down the science.
Yeah, now where the weed at?
Don't forget, I could shank you with the top.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Be careful what you say. Yeah, yeah.
No, but yes, now is that part of the show, Mice.
It is that time, mother lovers. You can hit my music right now, baby. Come on with it and let it slide. Not your cell. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome you down to FUBAR Radio. That's right, FUBAR Radio Cafe, where we give you exactly what you mother lovers need. You're damn right. We got them chocolate brownies with the green bits in the middle that look like Kermit the Frog. And they do make you ribbit. I go by the name of Mysack Hayes. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Mysack Hayes. Yeah. And I'm feeling high right now. Nelson's column ain't got nothing on me, bitches and bitchettes. And I'm a bad mother.
Shut up!
I was about to say lover, bitch. Yo, this week's investigation is a deep one, bruv. Deep one. It's always a deep one, but this one's deep. It's always deep, but when I say deep, that's like, yeah, this one affected me. This one touched me. So I was like, let me find out what, you know, what our listeners think. Because throughout life, you always meet different people. You start up, we're all innocent at first. All we care about is food, taking a shit, and being comfortable. That's it.
Let's you pick it up a baby.
Yeah, yeah. If you pick up a baby and it starts crying, there's only like three things the parents are going to look for. It's like, do you shit? No, okay. Look, stick a titty in the mouth. Is he sucking? No? All right, then. Yeah, just give him a little massage. He probably needs to burp. That's it. So we all came up like that. But then gradually, you know, we start...
chasing girls.
Yeah, he's chasing girls.
Then it evolves to chasing the opposite sex.
Yeah, chasing the opposite sex. The same sex, the frigging... whatever, yeah, man. Chasing a hole in the wall. Whatever you chase, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, each to their own. As long as you're not harming other people, just yeah, to see what.
As long as you're
happy.
Chasing the people who want to be chased, basically. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. Just don't be a rapist about this whole shit, yeah? And, you know, so we start developing traits. We start developing a personality, a who we are. You know, whether you're like the nervous type or you're the outgoing type, the introvert or the, you know... And so you start meeting people along the way. Some people you take to immediately. Some people you don't. You know, some people you meet them and you're like, yeah, this fucking idiot. And then 2 years later, you're like the best of friends. You're like, right, I didn't realize that you were, you know, like, so you start to get to know people more. And after a while, you realize like, man, there's just certain people that I can't deal with. Me personally, I'm an Aquarius. So I don't know if all Aquarians do the same thing, but I see things in patterns. Okay. You know, like I can see, so it's quite, I feel like I'm quite a good judge of character, a good guy that, I'm good at judging character, as in,
I think you are.
You know,
too.
I don't judge you as in like, you're a fucking idiot, blah, 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 but I can be like,
sometimes,
okay.
Maybe,
yeah.
When that's
I won't tell you that.
Yeah.
But you know, like,
I might be thinking it, but.
Sometimes you meet people and you're like, man, he reminds me of so-and-so, she reminds me of so-and-so, and then lo and behold, they more or less are, they're like a reincarnate of so-and-so. So, you know, for me, it's like, okay, that type of personality, I don't really take to, or that, I love this person because they're outgoing, or, you know, they're creative, or, you know, they're adding
vibes.
Something to your life, in a way.
The vibrations.
So, it happened to me. Who did I meet? And I was like, man, you remind me exactly of so-and-so. I can't remember who it was.
You remind me of my Jeep.
Yeah. I put the key in, turn on the ignition. Yeah, and then the engine went. I was like, oh, shit, you're one of them ones. You're one of them. And it made me think, man, right, I think there is a personality out there that probably gets on my nerves the most. You know, a personality trait that I find the most annoying. I couldn't work out what it was, but I feel like it's probably... the person that You know, you meet these people where you're in a conversation that isn't really a conversation. So it's like, how are you doing, Sarah? What was your week like?
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, was, oh, wow, yeah, yeah, yeah. I did the same thing because, you know, like, when I went there, like, it was crazy because, like, all of a sudden, a fucking dinosaur came out, yeah, and it tried to grab this pterodactyl that was flying in the sky. And then, have you ever seen a pterodactyl, Sarah?
Actually, you know what? I did once.
Yeah, same thing. And when I saw it, yeah, it was like, you know, them sort of people where it's like, yes. Right, we're not in a conversation. And you can even be like, you know, you're like, okay, then let me just, I'm going to blah, 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 blah. There's a gap. Then you start.
So, yeah, I mean, what are you doing to
And
what?
You know the funny thing is, when it's like, why are you leaving the gap for? Just carry on talk until you start choking and I can be like, yeah, you bitch.
Get through your monologue.
Yeah. And there's so many people like that. Yeah, for me, it's just like, man, I don't know. So I wanted to find out from all our listeners out there. Hit us up at FUBAR Radio. You can tweet DJ Sarah Love or myself, Mice Diggy. Or you can email us if you don't use any of that social network shit. Even though emailing is social networking, you just don't realise it. Because not everybody sees the shit you're typing. And hit us up at hiphop@fubarradio.com. What I want to investigate is what are some of the most annoying personality traits you've ever come across? Sarah's probably come across a million and a half because she does famous shit. And famous people have some annoying ass traits that no one ever knows because they're
That's
famous.
That's true.
You know
what I mean? That is, they need to get hailed out, some of these people. It's funny that you mentioned star signs, actually.
Yeah.
And I guess I think I'm the most hated star sign that exists.
What star sign are you? Libra.
Well, no, we've got love for all Libras on the show.
No. Yes, no, this is not a Libra discriminated show, by the way, but you guys are weird. Anyway.
I'm Leo.
Oh, my days, yeah. No, I'm joking.
No, it's true. You know if everyone hates Leos.
Do they?
Or maybe this is part of the Leo psychology that we all think we hated. Well, we are all haters, really. But no, everyone's got kind of different star signs that they ain't really got time for, innit? And actually, I was thinking about the answer to this, and I was like, I think I actually probably have all of the character traits that are the most hated in the world. So,
whatever, man. Everyone loves Sarah Love, man. Forget that.
I think I'm.
It's even how they don't know you. None of we don't really know you.
No, and then the other thing, what I realised was everything that that came to my mind was social media related. But then I was like, are those really character? Those count as character traits? I don't think.
I get that as well because I feel like sometimes people what it is people seem to say anything that comes to their mind. That's another personality trait that's pretty fucked up.
No filter.
When you say, when you ain't got no filter. When you can't, like, think, should I say that or not? How would this person take it if I say it like that? How would that person? Some people just, like, blah, 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 blah. Everything that's coming to their mind. Like, even it happened to me recently. I'm not going to hail out the name because, obviously, you know what I mean? They might shank me with one of them.
Yeah, they might be waiting outside the studio after the show.
But, you know, it's like, are you hungry? Say you're mad hungry. All right, then. and you don't know where to go, so you're like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, what do you want to eat? And you go, I don't know. What's good to eat right here? Oh, we could go to that burger spot over there. And you're like, okay, let's go to the burger spot. Mm-hmm. As we're walking, you're like dribbling because you're like, I can't wait for this burger. Then they go, oh, we could go to the sushi spot over there. They start thinking the shit out. Like, bruv, okay, which one's closer than the sushi spot or the burger spot?
No, this is getting a whole load more complicated. And you start like, bruv,
just
I'm
go
hungry.
To the burger spot, man, before I fucking chop you up, fry you.
You don't want me to get hungry. No, is probably a character trait that I have.
Is it? I can get indecisive.
Could get a little bit psychopathic if I don't have my dinner.
Ooh.
Don't mess with me if I have my dinner.
You start howling at the moon and shit.
Yeah. Seriously. I'm working on it. Like, I'm aware of it, and that's the thing, is that I'm aware of it, so I recognise the telltale signs.
Mm.
And so I can rationalise it out, and I'm like, okay, Sarah, calm down. You don't need to murder anybody.
Yeah.
You just need your dinner.
Try and, you know, you should meditate. I think there's the things like that, bunning, you know, like alcohol. Don't let anything control you. Don't let anything make you angry, make you too happy, make you upset, you know.
It's easier
like
trying, said than done.
Yeah, it is easier said than done. Don't get me wrong. I'll rip someone's head off if I don't care.
If you don't have your dinner.
You know, but it's like I do try my best to control myself when it comes to those sort of things. It's hard.
That's part of growing up, isn't it?
It is part of growing up.
It's part of growing up. But, you know, I don't know if this really counts as a character trait.
Go on.
But people who send requests for Candy Crush on Facebook.
Yeah, that's definitely a trait there that they need to shut the fuck up with. I don't really want to know what it is. I don't want to like dig deeper into how fucked up your life is that you're sitting on Facebook sending Candy Crush. And yeah. It's like when people used to poke you. It's like, do you know how annoying a poke is anyway?
Yeah.
And now you're actually digitally poking me.
Yeah.
And people, I don't even know what to say.
I'm safe from that. Yeah. being in my own house on my own.
And you're still poking me. Like, yeah. And then if someone pokes you, you look at them like, what? I don't know what to say when someone pokes me on Facebook. Like, and you know, when it's a dude as well, not that there's anything wrong with dudes poking each other. I'm just saying, for me personally, I don't know what to do when you poke me.
It's uncharted territory.
It's like when guys, I guess it's the same personality of like when guys text another guy, K. You know, like, yeah, all right, I'll be there in 5 minutes. K. Yeah, I don't do that. Put the O in front. Be a man and put the O in front of that K. Just so that when I see you, I don't feel like headbutting you.
That's Jesus. Funny. Oh gosh, please hit us up. hiphop@foobarradio.com. I know people ain't got no shortage of these things, because as soon as you mentioned it to me, I was just like, bam, bam, bam. Yeah. And then I thought, actually, that's probably, it's me. I'm the problem.
Well, I feel that as well.
I'm judging everyone else like
this. Yeah, see, this is
so
what I thought.
So that's my bad character trait.
Exactly. I've got that character trait where I say too much. Like someone said to me one time, you know what your problem is? And I said, what? They said, you're too real. And I looked at him and was like, fuck you, you big nose bastard. And then I was like, shit, that's quite real, isn't it? He has got a big nose. But the fact that he said that made me think, like, well, if everybody was real, then we'd all know how each other felt. And we'd probably learn a lot more from each other, as opposed to pretending everything's okay. You know, I've been in Sony, the record label or whatever. And I've seen people pick up the phone. Hi, how you doing? How's the kids? Yeah, okay, so can you send that thing over? Like that, yeah. Just put down the phone. June, fucking bitch.
Yeah.
I was like, that's what?
That's a liberty.
Yeah, and that's how
you
people
need
are.
Help. But that's why I think for those people, they need help. They need a hug or something. Because it's like a neck back slap.
That's what you need, boy. The hug ain't gonna. You can't hug that shit out. You can't hug that personality trait out.
It's true.
You have to neck back slap that personality trait out.
It's true.
You have to sunburn with your hand. The back of your hand has to sunburn the back of their neck.
That's the only way
it can work.
I'm wondering, is being a liar a character trait?
Yeah, it is a character trait. You have people that are like, what's the obsessive liars? What do you call
compulsive.
Them? Compulsive liars. Yeah, and I had a friend. Notice the word had.
Oh, yes.
He was a compulsive liar. And I found out, through other people, like his girlfriends or saying shit to me, like, what? And I was like, what?
When it was completely unnecessary.
Yeah, exactly. It's when it's unnecessary. Like, lie. If you got a lie, like, make it something that's worthwhile, that you know, we can all benefit from. Not just to boost your ego or some shit
or
that
your
ain't
own
even
career.
Real. Yeah, yeah. And it's not even real.
Yeah.
So you.
Boris Johnson. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Is being
man.
A racist a character trait, or are you just confused? Did you miss out on some hugs as a kid? Have you just not gotten out much?
I do think that racism is like an extreme form of ignorance.
Yeah.
So I think before people are really racist, a lot of the time they're ignorant. Like, do you get dark in the sun? You know, that's not really racist. That's just like ignorant. Like, right, you obviously didn't know, and you don't even take the time to actually look at my beautiful bronze complexion. Do you know what I mean? And notice that 2 days ago it wasn't this dark, dark, and I'm actually upset that I look this dark right now. You know what I mean? But
maybe I got a little bit too real there by mentioning racism and Boris Johnson and things like that. Hit us up, hiphop@foobarradio.com. I definitely want to know what you guys have got to say about this. And I thought, you know, this tune, we had to play this tune today, and in many ways it kind of taps into Mice's investigation. So run the people through your question one more time, Mice.
One more time, mother lovers. Hit us up and let me know, what are some of the most annoying personality traits you've ever come across? I said personality traits.
Where's your phone? Yo, Great Britain, Freemasons. in Great Britain. Slavery made the riches of Great Britain. The Queen wears stolen diamonds, Great Britain. Her husband's a Freemason, Great Britain. They killed Lady Di, Great Britain. Do I have to go into why, Great Britain? Your politicians corrupt, Great Britain. Your prison's full of crooks, Great Britain. Your education system is corrupt, Great Britain. Your laws are played out and fucked up, Great Britain. The IRA used to bomb your streets, Great Britain. Then you shake your hands in a deal, Great Britain. Thought you never negotiate with terrorists, Great Britain. On Muslims, your only nemesis, Great Britain. The FBI's paedophile list, Great Britain. But keep it on a hush, 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 Great Britain. Yo, if I had an army, I would fight ya, fight ya. If I had the police, I'd arrest ya, arrest ya. If I had my own court, my own judge and jury, I'd sit back and let history tell the story. If I had an army, I would fight ya, fight ya. If I had the police, I'd arrest ya, arrest ya. If I had my own court, my own judge and jury, I'd sit back and let history tell the story. Yo, you sold weapons to Iraq, Great Britain. Soldiers sold to America, the devil, Great Britain. You haven't got no religion, Great Britain. Do you really believe in Jesus, Great Britain? Thou shalt not kill, Great Britain. Thou shalt not steal, Great Britain. The homeless roam your streets, Great Britain. It's all about your stocks and shares, Great Britain. A mortgage wrapped round your neck for years, Great Britain. The bank manager borrows your money, Great Britain. Now you're in a whole heap of debt, Great Britain. Poverty is on your doorstep, Great Britain. Sit back and watch some TV, Great Britain. Watch the adverts and buy shit, Great Britain. Everything on finance for you, Great Britain. A slave to the system every day, Great Britain. While the rich take over your brain, Great Britain. Yo, if I had an army, I would fight ya, fight ya. If I had the police, I'd arrest ya, arrest ya. If I had my own court, my own judge and jury, I'd sit back and let history tell the story. If I had an army, I would fight ya, fight ya. If I had the police, I'd arrest ya, arrest ya. If I had my own court, my own judge and jury, I'd sit back and let history tell the story. Don't believe what you read in the news, Great Britain. You gave Palestine to the Jews, Great Britain. Stick your nose in people's affairs, Great Britain. Counselors on 60 grand a year, Great Britain. More than the soldiers in Iraq, Great Britain. Then you have to pay your council tax, Great Britain. The Queen lives in a house like Saddam Hussein. They're both rich, so I guess they're both one and the same. Oh, rule Britannia, Britannia ruled the waves. Pirates on the ships, just searching for the slaves. Control the world in this new world order. Could have spent the war money on homes, food and water. I was born and raised in Great Britain. Brainwashed and put in the days by Great Britain. I learned how to rap myself in Great Britain. Yo, there's nothing better than living in Great Britain. Yo, if I had an army, I would fight ya, fight ya. If I had the police, I'd arrest ya, arrest ya. If I had my own court, my own judge and jury, I'd sit back and let history tell the story. If I had an army, I would fight ya, fight ya. If I had the police, I'd arrest ya, arrest ya. If I had my own court, my own judge and jury, I'd sit back and let history tell the story.
A bit of a classic. Scorsese, Great Britain. I'm trying to remember what year that song came out, but it's incredible how it's still applicable, you know. And I think a lot of what he's talking about are character traits of the rich and powerful, wealthy and not powerful, so, in this country that I ain't feeling.
Not so Great Britain, eh?
Hey.
Do you know what I did there? That's my personality trait. I was like, trying to outdo what you said right there.
That is another character trait where it's like, you know, the, what is it? People's A11 Arif.
What's that?
You know, like, if you've been to Tenerife, they've been to an 11 Arif.
Oh, right.
You know that one?
Jesus.
You've not heard that
That's
before.
A good one. No, I like that one, though.
I should be an MC or something.
But, okay, so we've had some answers on this question. What I was trying to investigate this week is what are some of the most annoying personality traits you've ever come across? And already we've had people hit us up on the email, but I'm just going to go over to the Facebook machine because we've got some interesting ones. Shout to Greg Blackman. He's been a guest on...
What did you say? The virtual pub.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
was
yeah.
On the virtual
Facebook
pub.
Is the virtual pub. You know, like everyone... You don't really meet, but you meet. You know what I mean? And it's like, after a while, you could tell people have been drinking. Some of the shit they're saying, I don't know, maybe that's a drunk personality, a constantly drunk personality trait they've got or something. I don't know. But shout out to Greg Blackman. He said, let's just say I don't look in the mirror for too long without getting pissed off. But he says, in all seriousness, falsehood. More than anything else, people who are fundamentally fake or hypocritical as human beings make my skin crawl.
Yes.
Are you taking a piss?
Yeah, yeah, that is are you taking a piss moment.
Yeah.
And what I was saying to him, within this music industry especially, and I'm sure like everyone can agree, everyone who's conscious enough anyway can agree that there are people out there, like I said about the Sony girl on the phone. And hi, how are your kids? This and that. And then, bam, slam the phone down.
That's deep.
Fucking bitch. I didn't know who she was. Like, don't get me wrong. I think she was at A&R or something like that. But if I'm in there I'm there waiting to have a meeting and I hear that, that's kind of putting me off already. Like, I don't really want to know you as a person. How do I know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, when I walk away, you're like, that shiny forehead, black mother. Do you know what I mean? At least say to my face, my forehead shiny. Then I can deal with it
in my own way. Yeah, no, I was actually discussing that with a friend this weekend. I ain't
what,
got
my
time.
Shiny forehead?
Sorry. Wow, that too, right? I don't want to admit to you.
He's blinded. I want to wear sunglasses, but I don't want to offend him.
I love mice and everything, but no. No, just like how I ain't got time for those fake people, man. Life's too short and there's too many wonderful people in the world, like exactly. Spreading love, where it's like, just to bring, I don't want negativity and, you know.
That's, you don't need it.
But they need to be educated. I don't just want to put them in a box. Exactly. I want to like open, show them some light and love. Because I think they're just missing love in their life.
Yeah, that is, I think that's a big part of it. And also, I think some people have that personality where they can't deal with too much love. They don't know how to handle, you know. And
that makes
sometimes,
me sad.
Yeah, sometimes that is a part of like how you've grown up. Maybe your parents weren't. Do you know what I mean? They weren't giving you enough hugs or... Yeah, you know, they didn't burp you properly. So, you know what I mean? Like, that can mess you up, man.
Shout out to Scorsese, locked into the show. He says 2003 Great Britain came
out.
Wow! I love you, Scorsese!
Fucking hell, that is crazy.
Do you know what's scaring me? That's like a young independent person. That's a lifetime.
That's
I remember
a pregnant
that
woman
clearly.
Right in this day and age. That's a pregnant lady, 13 years old. You know what I mean?
It's true.
She's about to be a grandkid. She's about to have grandkids in a couple years, mate.
It's true. Wow.
Shout out to Tony Hamlet. He says, people that make a mistake, get embarrassed, and then start going bad to defend their error. So we know people like this.
Everyone
I ain't
knows
even going to go too deep into it, but we know people like this.
Before we let names slip out.
You know what I mean? Those sort of people that don't really like to take the blame.
Mm.
And the problem with that is, the problem with not taking the blame is that you never really learn from your mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, if you can accept that shit, I messed that up, mm-hmm. then you're going to make sure you don't mess that up again. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, that's the problem some people have is, like, not admitting to themselves, like, yeah, you know what, I did fuck that one up. It's the sort of person, that goes, so whatever they answer to is like, no is the first thing they say. Like, even if you're not asking a question, you're like, yeah, you know what I mean, could you pass me that glass of water over there? No, yeah, because you know when you're like, right, what are you saying no for?
Or there's people, I swear their favourite phrase is, yeah, but.
Yeah.
No matter what's being spoken about.
Yeah, but.
And that's just the way of
the
just
excuses.
The
yeah, they're
you,
ready. They're
whatever
already,
you have to say.
Their fingers in their pocket, pointing at something because they can't help it. They're already ready to point the finger somewhere else.
But speaking of people who can't admit when they're wrong, actually, Nigel Farage. AKA, like, I think we just need to change his name to, like, Poo Bum or something. We just need to change his name to...
Are you taking the piss?
It should be Nigel Farage.
Yes, Nigel Farage.
Farage.
With his German wife, who speaks German with his German daughter at home. But, he's got an issue with, like, immigrants who come
here
and they can't even speak the language.
His wife's German.
Like, come on, like, he's not mixed. What person on this earth is not got some sort of mix going on some kind of way? But, talk about people who can't admit when they're wrong. And today he's just announced that he's standing down after a quarter of a century campaigning to make Britain independent from the EU. Today he's announced that he's standing down as leader of UKIP and his work is done and he wants his life back.
What? Is that what he said?
Are you taking the piss?
See, this is why I don't follow politics, because this shit, if you put your heart into that shit, it'll fuck you up, man.
But this is the time when we need to set, but what a crock of shit. What a liberty. He's just like mashed up the world. Like, it's not even just the 60 million people in Britain. It's like the whole world is feeling like all of this hatred that you've just been spreading because you didn't get burped when you were a baby or whatever. And, you know, big up Charlotte Church. Charlotte Church. I'm rating her because she seems to be becoming more and more militant. But yeah, she tweeted today, I want my fucking European Union back, you piece of shit, to Nigel Farage.
She said that. Well, she tweeted him.
She tweeted him, yeah. No, because she's like militant. On the front line, like with all these like social issues and stuff. Also, Boris Johnson.
Are you taking the piss? Yeah.
He's got enough character traits that need to be shut down. Yeah, like, and talking about someone who can't accept when they're wrong. He's done all of this stuff and now he's just like backing out the room backwards, like, you guys deal with that.
He's
I'll
a
be
living
over
pork
here.
Pie eating hair bleacher, mouth breathing mother lover boy.
Mouth breathing.
Yeah, he's definitely a mouth breather. Every time you see a picture of him, his mouth open. That's how you know someone's a mouth breather, boy.
But did you see that? Did you see this footage of the mob that was outside his house the day after the result of the referendum was announced? This is what it said. So, you know, normally everyone's like, yay, Boris, let's have a selfie. And he's always cracking these silly jokes and stuff. This is what happened. Imagine being his next door neighbour. This is what happened the day after the referendum was announced. Yeah, get your headphones ready. So imagine all this. It was like about 1,000 people outside man's house and then this. There were Morris dancers out there. And
Morris
then there were,
dancers?
Yeah, who were like playing, stopping to block his car from moving. And then there were like cyclists, loads of cyclists stopping his car from moving. He had this police escort. And then police like pushing the people back, threatening the people like, you better step off kind of thing and all this stuff. Think how much money that's costing, sending police to back up this man who just mash up the country.
Yeah, Bill Gates was pissed off of him as well, innit?
Yeah, no.
He lost like billions, man. He lost like 3-4 billion or some shit like that. I don't even care, but...
Yeah, but yes. I'm sure he's got enough character traits where I'm just, you know.
Yeah, first of all, anyone who bleaches their hair like that constantly, they got some problems. That's... You know what I mean? If you, from time you're using cake soap on your hair, you got problems, mate.
Cake soap.
They should have been throwing black dye at him.
Yeah,
scum. Yeah. Like ginger dye. You know what I mean? Just all different colours.
Proper.
Scum.
Proper.
Jeez, but imagine that. You walked out your yard.
And imagine what a shock to him, because he's just so used to people loving him up.
The
and
worst
then
thing.
Suddenly just boom.
Yeah.
Imagine being his
He's lucky
A-bar.
He didn't forget. Oh, shit, I forgot my... Man, I forgot my sandwiches. He'll have to go back in, come back out again.
Yeah.
I forgot my hair dye. Jesus, man. What kind of world are we living in?
No, but I respect all those people who went out of their way to just, like, give him a piece of their... I respect that character trait that you waited outside his house to call a spade a spade.
That's definitely, people... You could tell that he's upset a lot of people. And the thing is, though, are we out? Are we definitely out?
No.
Okay.
And then this is also the other joke with this whole thing. So the whole campaign for us to leave the EU was just all lies, where they were saying, right, we're going to ensure there's no more free movement of people so these immigrants can't come here and take our jobs.
But there's loads of stuff they said,
And they're saying the only way we're going to still be able to trade with the single market in the EU as Britain is if we keep maintain this free movement of people. So even if we leave the EU... We still have to have this open movement of people, so it still means you're going to have like people from all over the
they just had
Europe
way too many
come in here.
Mother lovers voting for
these
that
liars. Shit, that's what I'm saying. Liars like Boris Johnson and Nigel Farage. You people are pussy holes who need to get held out. You know, and you couldn't even you've done all this mess, and then you're just walking out the room backwards. Like,
yeah. And I really wonder, what some of the people that voted out, because there's people friends on Facebook. Making videos and shit. given their response to why they've voted out, but not really. For me, it was just like, okay, you didn't really know what you were voting about. When you're talking about, you know, my vote don't matter and all that kind of shit, it's like, okay, you didn't really know what you were voting about, and you probably didn't want to vote out, but you thought, okay, well, let's just see what happens here. I wonder how them people feel now, finding out that a lot of stuff that people were using as a campaign is just lies. And backing out. I don't know. But
that's why I don't blame those people, because they were lied to.
Maybe
and they believed
what
the advert said about it, you know, and so they got sucked in. And then now you're noticing people are getting mad quiet because they're like, oh, damn, no, suddenly this shit is hitting my front door too.
So they're saying that we can have a second vote?
Well,
is that
people
right,
are trying to campaign to have a second referendum because the whole Leave campaign was based on lies. The public were just straight lied to by politicians. And this is what I'm saying, it's politicians who have failed us.
Yeah.
You can't blame the average man, because the average, it's such a complex issue, the EU, just in terms of the environment, how the EU law works and how that affects us. That's, you need a degree, you know, you need a whole career to understand that, just in terms of women's white rights, just in terms of maternity and paternity leave pay, you know. It's such a complex layered
people
issue.
Got bamboozled.
How can you expect Joe in the pub round the corner to know down to one question?
Let's have a whip round and then we'll go. Let's have a whip round for another pint and then we'll go do some voting. Yeah, like I still can't work it out. I'm gonna figure it out over these pork scratchings and then
And what
how much time
Hannibal,
we got left?
What do you call? What was this? What's the sausage and what is it you got there?
What the
chips and
Saveloy chips. You know, first of all, let's introduce our next guest, man. Marv Hill Radio is up in here.
Welcome, Marv Radio.
Marv was just like, I swear, he was just meditating for the last 15 minutes.
But honestly, I don't want to open my mouth
silent
about the
as
EU.
A mother
that
lover,
referendum
boy.
Thing. I got to let you lot talk.
Why? Because you're pro leave, or
I'm anti the whole campaign.
Marv is beyond. He's on some.
You want to tell me you're going to give a two-way choice for people? Like, you want democracy? You give everyone a choice on all the issues that affect them. Mm. How much is spent on this? How much is spent on that? Do we go to war? Those are the things people should be able to vote for.
Mm.
But that's not what we have in this country. So we got. So even in the Remain camp, there was a lot of lies. And I know people. I actually saw a speech by someone yesterday who was saying, "I'll tell you why I voted Leave, because I'm a free man." And under EU stuff, I would have to do these particular things within the market. Whereas if you're a free marketer and you're not doing things the way that the system tells you need to do it, and you've got a life outside of that, leaving the EU is a great thing, because the EU is an overwhelming body. But there's the issue was just division, and that's what worked. Everyone's like, oh, you can't be my friend if you said leave. You can't be. And it's like,
yeah.
And that's look, how true. These people will it's win. True. If they allow us to divide, like if we us on a street level, we create divisions, that's how they win. And that's what we are not going to allow to happen, because the whole, and that's why I'm saying politicians failed us on the Remain side, because they should have done a better job of giving their argument and informing people. So then they weren't tricked by the lies told
on saying. Leave. People think that they were in on it as well, that they wanted to, because let's face it, they all live the same life, you know what I mean? Regardless of whether they're left ring, white ring, right ring, whatever the hell you want to call it, yeah.
White ring.
I've got a W
list.
Yeah.
White ring.
Yeah, it's like, you know, either way, it kind of works for them as well. Do you know what I mean? Like being out of the EU. So people were saying that their campaign wasn't strong enough. I don't follow politics, so I don't really know
whether
it was or not.
Like I say, it's such a layered issue. To be able to reduce it down to one question is just far too complex kind of thing. And I mean, Jeremy Corbyn, he isn't actually someone who is... he's always been anti-EU. But, you know, he's always been, and that's why you didn't see him standing up there saying, all right, yeah, and this is why I say, ultimately, whether you like Jeremy Corbyn or not, he's the best that we've got right now in the political sphere, because he's having a coup within his own party because they have their own agenda. And what has happened in the Labour Party, you've had the fastest increase in membership of any British political party in history. In street level support for Jeremy Corbyn right now, since people of his own party are trying to mount a coup against him. And so you've had something like 60,000 people joined within a few days the Labour Party to support Jeremy Corbyn, but then meanwhile you've got people in the Labour Party who are saying, you know, he just needs to stand down because this and that. But you know, it's such a layered thing. Yeah. But I'm sure this is going to keep on playing out. But and we ain't going to let them divide us.
Do you think the division is a racial thing or is it a class thing? Like, there's already been
it's everything. It's
a class division, but
like as far as I see it, it goes down to the level at which you see other people than you in this world. That's what I think it is. Like if you know what's manifest negatively in government or corporations is what people won't face in them, their shadows. Like, and it's that's why this stuff manifests outside us. A lot of people don't agree with this spirit science kind of mumbo jumbo, and they don't want to listen to it. But for me, it's as simple as the division is what keeps us from the divine. That's like us saying you're a black man, you're a white man. That's not important. Yeah, we all know what happened with racism. What's still happening with racism?
Yeah.
But even within that and the way we experience that, it's still in a trap. And the level of conditioning that we have, even as people who are talking about freedom, is mad. Like when you look at the amount of things that you just defend because you heard it somewhere.
Yeah, yeah,
and
you don't even
lodged
know.
Into you. You're like, no, it can't be that. Yeah. But so,
ultimately, I just think a lot what this whole thing has is putting it, and the good thing about it, this is why I'm always trying to look for the glass half full, is this is the shake-up that we needed in people have become so complacent in the UK, and ultimately in many ways we've had it so good that we didn't even know how good we had it. And what this has put a magnifying glass on is disparity. This is about disparity. People are struggling in the UK, and so it's easy to be manipulated into following things that there's nothing to do with you, like just being drummed into xenophobia and bigotry and stuff like that, the most basic like ways to capture people's, you know, it galvanize people and stuff. So really this is about disparity, and it was all good for the wealthy people how their houses are going up and up in value in London and all this kind of thing. But the truth is, if you're at the bottom of the ladder in London, life is tough.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the thing, even the way we see it in London is like we see it as a ladder, but it's even... There's the actual people who don't have to worry about anything that they inflict upon us. And then there's the people under that are caught in fighting. So the people we're talking about being rich aren't the rich ones. They're the ones who just are a bit more well off. Like they've got a little piece of cake.
Well, they're rich, they're not wealthy.
They're rich, yeah, they're not wealthy. Whereas like, yeah, the people who have so little... They have so little, but everywhere I've gone in the world where I've seen poor people, I've seen happy people, I see people who are ingenious, people who will find a way to make something work because they ain't got the money to get a new one. So I think, yeah, anyway, it will come back to you that you would be every time.
I always think my niece, she's 12 years old, and she said to me, we're wealthy because we love each other.
Exactly.
Go on, Mini.
Preach.
Go on, Mini. Yeah, I tell you people that something wrong with you, know.
Tell them again.
Yeah, man. Let's lift this up. So
exactly.
I got a couple more answers, then we're going to go over to Marv, because Marv has got an interesting story, man. When he's talking about traveling around the world, he's been doing it, and he's very interesting, man.
I can't wait to hear.
But we got some more answers.
Marv's question was...
My question was, what are some of the most annoying personality traits you've come across? We've got some emails in. First of all,
I'm sure I'm guilty of most of them.
Oliver, people who are shy annoy me. They won't go out of their comfort zone or take a risk. That frustrates me to the end.
Right. To no end.
Yeah, he's talking about the people that wait for the green man to cross the road. The people that get to a zebra crossing and put their foot on the zebra, wait for the car. You know, the dude driving is fucking annoying.
He's like, bro,
yeah, I don't want to go back into first gear. Just cross the road. Honestly, look how slow I'm going. Of course I'm not going to run you over. That's what he's talking. Oliver, I feel your pain. I know exactly what you're on about.
Oliver sounds like a proper Londoner.
When people are too shy, it's just like, ugh!
You have to shake
them. Yeah. Like, be somebody, man. Aww. Stop being shy. You know, I get it, though. Some people were not that outgoing, or even their parents didn't let them out that much. I've noticed this. People whose parents didn't let them out that much when they were kids because they were worried that something might happen to the kid. The kid doesn't learn how to communicate with other children that well.
That's this generation.
Well, that was me for a long time.
But now that's becoming standard with all these kids who just sit looking at a screen indoors. Ooh. Like, when was the last time you saw a kid skipping or playing hopscotch?
I mean, I was playing hopscotch just like 2 years ago.
But you're not a kid.
Yeah,
no.
Well.
Me and Mice play hopscotch.
It's sad, but I know exactly what Oliver's talking about. And I think those people just got to realise, like, listen, it's not, if your life doesn't depend on it, if it's not a life or death thing, don't fucking worry. that if it's just a bit of money you lose or a bit, whatever, man, you might rip your jeans or something. That doesn't matter, man. As long as no one's getting hurt, there's still a tomorrow to make things better. So you shouldn't be shy, man. Just be, hey.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Anyway, moving on. My man Mike hit us up and said, I think trying to overshadow people is the most annoying trait someone can have. That's very true. Wow. That is one of the most annoying traits.
I love how all these messages are giving us a little insight into Oliver.
But we all know those sort of people, though, man. It's that true. Try and overshadow, try and like, no, it's me. You know, the person that has to be at the front of the picture. And that shit, that's me, isn't it?
It's me too, man.
That's
me too.
That's my forehead. I'm just like,
I got a protruding forehead, so sometimes it looks like I'm trying to be.
Oh dear.
I'm one of these people, though. The dudes that laugh at their own jokes. There's nothing wrong with laughing at your own joke.
But your jokes are funny, Mike.
Yeah, because you think it's funny. I don't think there's anything wrong with laughing at your own joke, because obviously you think it's a joke because it's funny. Like, you think it's funny, so it's going to make you laugh. But the dudes that are like, and then I told her no. They're the dudes that annoy, like, bruv. And when it's a minute and out, like, you go over, like, I think 13 to 14 seconds worth of laughter is a bit too much. You know what I mean? That's like, okay.
Is it the scientific? Yeah. We do a lot of scientific breakdowns on the show. Yeah.
Shows, so you know,
we've done thorough investigation into this. So you can't come to the big 13
to 14 seconds. Yeah. Okay. It's like, okay, all right, that joke was funny, but it wasn't that funny. Do you know what I mean? Comedians don't even let the crowd go on for more than 13, 14 seconds.
That's true.
That's a little more science there for me. It just sounds good saying it, though.
The investigations.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know. Anyway, we'll find out some more. Please hit us up.
hiphop@foobarradio.com.
Damn right.
Love
or you
hearing
can
from
tweet
you.
Us at foobarradio. Shout out to Sally. One more. Yeah. This one comes from Sally. She says, someone I know, whatever the conversation, it always comes back to her and how she's been affected by whatever it is. Me. People are hard work.
That's 11 a reef.
Yeah, I call them memes.
Memes,
because it's always me. Yeah, and I. When there's like, you know, 6 to 7 I's in the first sentence, then you know, like, okay, that's a meme.
Meme 11 a week.
Anyway, hit us up for more. Right about now, let's formally introduce Marv Ill Radio. Fucking
beatboxer.
It's
just Marv Radio, no Ill anymore.
Oh, there's no Ill anymore?
Yeah, because everyone used to know me as Marv Ill, innit? That's part of the journey, was the change of name. Long story short, basically, I started doing healing work and I thought having Ill in my name was stupid because I'm doing healing, so...
Spiritual healing.
Yeah, like sound healing, like meditation, that kind of stuff with a voice.
How did you get into that?
Oof, it's a long story.
So originally, how I know Marv is, from beatboxing. He's a beatboxer, mm-hmm. but he also raps as well.
Yeah.
And so he's got great skills, you know, like a crazy freestyler as well. So we've done a few shows, like been in the same circuit, you know, around the circuit, doing shows and whatnot. And but in the last sort of what, 2 years, is it 2 or 3 years?
Yeah,
now
3 years. Yeah,
you had an epiphany. Did you, was it how much DMT did you take?
I mean, every moment of my life I'm taking DMT because my mind produces that. No, but anyway, like
he's getting deep science, baby.
Let's put it this way: since 2012 I've been exploring what I can to explore my consciousness, where I sit in the world. I've had out-of-body experiences. I've experienced, like, shamanic work. I went to the Amazon, worked with a tribe there. I've known people doing things here, but it gets complicated with legalities and stuff.
But
so.
what did you, like, when was the turning point that made you go, okay, I want to try this. Like, let me see if this is something that, you know, I can handle. Because a lot of people, like, for me, I haven't done ayahuasca, I haven't done DMT, only because I want to do it, but I'm worried that I won't come back.
Yeah,
because I'm already a bit out there.
I'm not technically admitting that I've ever done any of those things.
Technically. No, don't worry.
Someone I know definitely has.
What's that?
Yeah. So just say you did do it, though, and, you know, what do they call it? For legality reasons.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'll talk about it straight.
Allegedly, you did. I heard you did it, and the story was. And then you finish off the story.
Yeah, so the story was... it's basically a drink that has been used for thousands of years in the Amazon. It does have some visual effects sometimes, which is what people over-focus on, but what it really does is have curative medicinal effects. So when people are like, Marv, you've changed, I'm like, yeah, like, technically what happened when I was in the jungle was through my voice. Basically, they asked me to sing. This is where I got the name Radio from. So this 85-year-old shaman who's been never stepped out. Well, he's done a bit of traveling, but like all his life, he's been on the river in his boat, like doing his healing doing his people. Work, healing people. Yeah. He told me to sing, and he called me Radio Canta. Radio. So
where was he, in Colombia?
This was in Ecuador, but I was in Peru and Bolivia as well. But this particular
getting that roll,
yeah, no, man. It's hard to not be back there all the time, you know. But I feel like. But anyway, long story short, he asked me to open my voice in this sacred ceremony, and the things that happened with my voice was crazy, like the things I could do, the where it was taking me, what I was seeing.
So you'd never done it before?
I'd done it before leading up to it, but I knew I had to go to that authentic experience with the guy who's walking barefoot with all the like poisonous spiders. No, we didn't go that
far. It was wrapped in a leaf
like a coca leaf. But yeah, so that was an experience where I kind of went through a death experience, like feeling what it's like to lose everything that I am and everything that I have, and seeing like going through the door to the other side. And that was when I was like, all right, I know what's real about me. I know, like you say, some people, we're talking about being personally annoyed by people who are fake, but like some people really think they're being real. They just don't have the ability to look at themselves.
Yeah, they don't realize that's not who they are, really.
Yeah.
But then what do you say to people if there's people listening who are like, oh, here we go? Like, who, you know, because there's a lot of people you encounter, they don't believe in sort of certain spiritual kind of levels of the universe and things like that. You know what I'm talking about.
I feel that, yeah.
I'm sure you're coming across it in the last 3 years. Obviously, since you've been awakened, like, people have been like, well, whatever, bruv. Like,
yeah, I mean, I had a couple of people, I won't name many names, but as somebody who like was clearly having some stuff go wrong in their life, something happened, and they were just like on me trying to say, oh, you're fake, you're this, you're that, and I'm like, okay, cool, that's what you feel. Like the whole time I'm not rising to it, I'm just like chilling, like saying, cool, look, if I can be of any assistance, let me know, otherwise keep going, you know, kind of thing. And then at the end they were like, rah, like I realized that there is something that you're talking about. But as far as spirituality, I say I know what I've experienced. Like before I went on that journey, I was aware of concepts of things, but I thought more about energy and science and like dimensions and all this kind of stuff. And then when I had that experience, it was like, boom, here's spirit. It showed me experience of spirit, direct interactions with, you know, sometimes people that I know have died, like come and given me advice about family. So it's like, as far as belief, I think, you know, you can't spell belief without the word lie. So don't believe anything. Don't believe anything I ever say. Like, that's not what I'm trying to get across. It's just experience. Get out of your box. Like, we're in London. We're in boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes. You can't be defined by anything on this planet. Not one thing can define you. So,
jeez.
So how does all of this connect to your musical existence?
Well, yeah.
I feel like I'm levitating already, boy. Pass me that dumb Eiffel trip to me, right?
The music's guided me to everything. So my first out-of-body experience was actually beatboxing on stage. And I've heard other people have had similar things where they've been observing themselves rather than being themselves.
Can I ask you something? Because that's kind of happened to me in my early years of performing. And this is why I don't do it anymore. But I used to bun, like, have a little smoke before the gig, and then once I start rapping, then like about 10 minutes into it, I'm like, shit, I feel like I'm not really here, kind of thing. Did you blaze before or nah?
Yeah, sometimes not. Like sometimes it's just like, but for example, if you're doing loads of mad breathing stuff, like that will affect your body.
Okay.
So like all these beatboxers who are going in, they know what I'm talking about when you go in and you're just like in that spot. And you just, like, for me personally, I get synesthesia with music. So I see colors and lights. I see them all the time, but they change.
That's a big word, aren't it?
Yeah. So basically my visual and audio, is that right?
Yeah.
My video and audio capacities are linked. So I see sound and I hear light.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes.
Because to me, music is, I mean, I'm not a religious person, but I think I'm a spiritual person, you know, and I think there's obviously a lot that we don't know. You know, she who is wise knows she knows nothing at all, kind of thing. But to me, I think music is the most godly thing and I use the word God because that's the closest word we have in the English language really to explain to for most people to understand what I'm referring to. But music is the most godly thing that we have, like next to Mother Nature, and it's just so deeply intertwined into our evolution as a species, also kind of thing. Yeah. And I've listened to
this is music. Hey, people think like them Indians do. That's music, and that's that's some spiritual shit right there.
Proper.
You know?
No, but you get into a zone, man.
It's all trance. Like it's all trance. So like we, you know, person of sound, you know, like if you go into like Latin, we're sound and light beings. We, you know, even if you go into
vibrational.
Yeah, vibration.
No,
resonance.
But honestly, because music, and this is why I think a lot of pop music that's in the charts nowadays, it doesn't resonate, because this is stuff that has only existed in as digital noughts and ones. But whereas music, that's a physical experience. Like you hearing my voice right now, I'm breathing, I'm letting air
it's
out,
tangible,
you know, I'm using muscles, pushing the right amount of air out. The air is moving towards your ear. It's hitting the hairs inside your ear. Those are vibrating. You're translating that using your brain into an understanding kind of thing. But it's a physical experience. And this is why when you hear music with real musicians, like that's why to me there's nothing like the experience of live music. Because it's a physical experience as well as a sonic thing. And then also there's a lot of theories about how music has actually existed longer than we have had the physical capacity to be able to speak, because we, you know, speaking is a very complex thing, combining your muscles and like air and
sausages,
everything.
Sausages, like them dogs that say sausages now. That's evolution right there.
And so it's like music is so deeply intertwined into our evolution as human beings, and this is part of why songs get stuck into your head, because it was part of survival, conveying messages through music.
Or even older than humanity, you know, like I went to the Amazon, it ain't changed in tens of thousands of years, really, the bits I was going to. And you hear the music in everything, like before
exactly.
Yeah, the birds, the insects, insects and everything, it's mad. So like, yeah, we are hardwired to feel music, and the music that you're talking about, pop music, and even most mainstream music is actually detuned by 8 hertz to what its natural frequency is. Like, so
what? How does that happen?
432 hertz is meant to be like, basically, if you, it's easier if you can draw it, but you basically go through circles that intersect each other, which is the makeup of, some people say is the makeup of reality. You get to a certain point and it's exactly 432 hertz. That is a perfect A.
Mm-hmm.
But what, I think it was originally some Nazi research.
So what's auto-tune doing to
auto-tune?
That's
wow.
What we're
it's
trying
only
to get
benefit.
At
auto-tune
is making us love
situations.
The robots love
I
the
love
robots.
Cher I love so, Cher you so know that song she's so, just the queen of auto-tune.
Yeah, but so basically that whole Cher
yeah, my, why are you
I forgot
worried?
That she,
yeah.
I forgot that but she was actually the queen.
She's the pioneer
she,
of that
yeah,
shit.
Oh my god, someone grab me a gun right quickly.
Drake and all their people, the babies of Cher.
So basically, like, so a lot of pop music, so what we're trying to figure out here is like whether pop music is made
is crap or not. No,
in a, well, I mean, not all pop music is crap,
and that's
let's,
my point.
Let's get this right. Prince made pop music.
That's
great
my
pop
whole
music.
Point, and I've got an amazing pop song for you coming up after this. Yeah, because pop music doesn't have to be what it is today. This is the industrialized corporatization, commercialization of something which is a deeply spiritual thing, which is part of the reason why the human species is around today.
And so they've made it soulless. Is that like when we're losing these ohms, these
yeah,
megahertz.
Yeah,
so are we losing the soul?
Detune means that it's not at a natural vibration and resonance of our planet and the way it's structured. It's also when you look at the way that buildings are structured and what's going on, particularly in London, we're continually being held outside of our wave. And like the deeper you go into the wave, the deeper you are going to be to be in.
The difference between like brick walls and these new plaster cast walls that they've been building lately. That.
No. Yeah, not really. I mean, it's more about like, the fact that we wouldn't encounter these shapes in nature. We wouldn't encounter like squares.
Wow.
We wouldn't walk and go, here's a block, here's a door. I have to walk out this way. We would just be fluid and observe.
Barefoot.
So this weekend,
dick in a cocoa leaf.
Yeah, man.
So this weekend,
just walking around, chewing on
it with nature.
There's a song in that somewhere.
Barefoot,
dick in
a
cocoa leaf.
I got my dick in a cocoa. Yeah, I think we got it.
Chef,
yeah, just fling some water chew on there. Share on the
yeah.
I think we're good. Yo, I'm done here. Yeah. Much of my work's done here.
But no, this is also why I love maths, because maths is in music. Music is in maths, mm-hmm. you know, and it's all about maths. But have you heard of Fibonacci?
Yeah, Fibonacci.
Yes,
yeah.
And so, you know, and Fibonacci, he came up with this thing, Fibonacci sequence, which he found from observing nature.
Is that the one? You listen to? Did he write the tune where you were meant to listen to it and it helps you creatively or something like that? Is it Fibonacci?
Oh,
Fibonacci sequence is also linked to the golden proportion, which is linked to the way that our bodies, our hands, our fingers and thumbs and eyes
golden
are all shaped around the golden ratio. So that in itself, there's a Schumann resonance, which is 7.32 hertz, which is the sound of the earth. I think I'm getting way too technical.
I know, that's
stuff,
what I was going to say. I was going to say, let's play a song because we're running out of time very quickly on the show, and we've still got our open mic coming
out.
Yeah. It is what the show is all about.
Breaking down the science for you, mother lovers.
Science.
But I thought it was quite appropriate, this song to play right now, seeing what we're dealing with in the UK at the moment. And to me, this is an example of what pop music can be. Pop music ain't got to be whack. Pop music can be super funky, fresh, and school you.
Ah, shit.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
Preacher man, oh, tell me, heaven is under the earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. Is it all that Peter is told? After story had never been told. So now you see the light. Hey, stand up for your right. Come on,
get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Most people think great God will come from the sky, take away everything and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you would look for yours unhurt. And now you see the light, you stand up for your rights. Yeah.
Get up, stand up.
Jab, jab.
Stand up for your rights.
Those days when pop music was Shaka Khan, and Bob Marley and Marvin Gaye, and you know, it just shows you that pop music hasn't got to be foolishness just telling you to go and buy stuff.
Educating these mother lovers, Sarah. This is what I love about this show, is we educate you lot. People be like, that ain't pop music, that's reggae. Yeah, but it was popular, you bitch.
And
that's what pop music, that's what real pop music was. It was just music that did really well and it became popular. It wasn't like, let's make this pop song here. We have to take down the megahertz and put some fake lipstick on it, stab it with a needle, put some Botox in there. And then give it a reality show and it'll be popular. You know what I mean?
And corrupt the poor kids' minds.
Yeah, which is
that's not even a joke.
Now.
That's the actual plan.
Like, I
that's
know. Crazy. And think of the food the kids are, like, kids repeating lyrics on these songs. And it's like, just actually think about what these children are saying over and over again.
I've got in it, letter.
What's but music, that's what I was repeating was Bob Marley lyrics.
Yeah, it's messed
about
up, man.
A dude
I just remember
stolen
when
from Africa.
I'm in love with the cocoa, little kids like eight.
Yeah, I'm in love with the cocoa,
I'm in love
bro.
With the cocoa. I'm like,
what?
But also,
little 3-year-old spout a dummy
man.
To sing that shit.
You know, but also, I just think parents letting that run, like, that's not good parenting. How are you letting your child walk around singing
I
about
some terrible shit when my parents are parenting me, man? Like, yeah. As soon as you know technology more than your parents, you can do whatever you want. Like,
yeah,
your parents can't just restrict you from listening to ignorant music. I listen to music that people would say is ignorant, you know.
Oh,
but
so do I. But I think it's about having that balance. You know, there's lots of, like, move, bitch, get out the way. I love that shit. You know what I mean? There's lots of ignorant music that I love. But it's about having balance.
That shit is old school now, sir. I just,
I know. Wow. No, but I mean, that's out. It's no, a pretty it's true, ignorant though. Hook, isn't it?
Yeah,
but it's
yeah,
just
it
about having balance so you can get a true perspective, and you know, of the full spectrum and make a choice. You're not just getting one alley of, like, ignorance.
No,
right now, you're locked into Food Bar Radio and myself, Sarah Love, my Stiggy. We have our special guest in the studio, Marv Radio. Tell us, Marv, the people who aren't familiar with you, like, break down, you know, a little bit about your latest project for us.
Yeah, so I'm gonna take it way back because we got way into the metaphysical there. I'm gonna take it back to
basics.
So,
yeah,
music's given me everything. Long story short, when I was 15, I tried to hang myself, and a Tupac line was playing. I once contemplated suicide and would have tried when I held that 9 o'clock. I see was my mama's eyes. I then struggled out of that situation I was in and was here to live. So from there, music's been my guide. Music, singing, poetry, rap, beatboxing, breakdancing, it kind of gave me an outlet, like when I was a young kid and I felt like everything was bullshit, because I had a great sort of bullshit radar as a kid. So putting me in a school, I was getting the best grades, but I was like, what the fuck are you trying to do to me in here? So yeah, music's been the guide, sound's been the guide, and through beatboxing, I started to learn about breath technique, started to do more about meditation, etc. But everybody knew me as Marv, the beatboxer. I wasn't putting the rap out there. So after my travels in South America, where a lot happened, I'm not even going to go there because we ain't got the time. But a lot happened in South America. After I came back, I made like an album, just put it on Bandcamp, like no big push or anything. And that's Changed the Radio, and that's the most personal thing I've ever made. Like,
oh, that's what it was called, Changed the Radio.
Yeah, yeah, and that's on marvradio.bandcamp.com.
How long ago was that you dropped that?
That was about a year ago still, yeah. About a year ago. But then I didn't do the legwork that everyone does in the scene where they go, hey, DJs, let's talk. Here's my music. I'm kind of like just bouncing around moment to moment and forgetting about the long game.
And when you're operating in the live capacity, like what's your show about then?
So I love to beatbox. I've got a loop station as well, which allows me to make live beats out of my voice and then rap over it. I love to freestyle. I've got the Change the Radio projects. I've been doing some of the tracks live and stuff like that. So it's varied, man. And I'm waiting for the point where I get like a 45-minute show to just I want to do a theatre thing. I want to create theatre. I want to go into a theatre and do something that people would see on a stage and associate with hip-hop. But in terms of telling the story that I feel I've got to tell.
There's some people I'd love to hook you up on that front, man, because I know that there'd definitely be a synergy there. But I'm wondering, is there something like you can do for us live now to kind of showcase some of that?
Do a little bit of beatboxing. But yeah, so today I got a little bit of swollen gland. I'm not going to let that hold me back, but this is going to hurt a little. So just know that this is.
We can't catch that shit, though.
No.
Do what you want, bro.
Don't be honest.
But yeah, this is how you turn pain into love.
All right.
Marv Radio Food Bar Hip Hop
My Stiggy Sarah Love, let's go.
Ooh.
Change the radio.
By the way, everyone listening, that was all Mark.
That was like, all
no
Mark.
No one else was making
there were no buttons being pressed.
That was all Mark.
Do you know what's really cool about that as well? For me, because I've hung with these guys, like, you know, a lot of different beatboxers and whatnot, but most of the time when they're doing it live, they're covering, you know, you're kind of covering the mic, and so you don't really get to see it happening. And then looking and all the shit he's doing.
How
he's
physical.
Yeah, the girls must love it, yeah?
Don't get explicit, okay?
No, I'm just saying.
Kids after school
I'm
here
just saying
the
girls.
I just want to touch on that for a second, because there's this whole thing with where there are healers who are trying to, like, get into women's bedrooms to make things happen.
We kind of discussed this
do
last
a bit
week,
more than
healing,
I'm like, I love to love, like, healing is what I do, and there are things that happen with women that are special and sacred, and I don't see things in the same way. Like, I've got to have a chick on my side chick, and I'm all about, like, honesty and free love. So that's essentially.
So how many girls have you got then? Would you say
I don't have a single one.
I don't have a single one.
Everything he's saying, I'm like, yeah, what he means. Even you saying I haven't got a single one, it sounds like I have like 12 over here.
No, I mean,
I don't live together.
I want to watch a bird fly in nature. I don't want to hold it. I don't want to hold it.
You know what, Marv? I was hoping to hear a bit of the.
Sarah's so fucking old school.
I do request
it. Hear the Bismarck.
Yeah, do another beatbox stuff.
It excites me.
Yeah.
I know. I need to.
Can
get
you
back
do the
to
pigeon noise? You know when the pigeons tap dance on the balcony. So listen.
That was wonderful.
Are you going to stick around and hit the open mic later?
Please.
I'd love to. Yeah.
We would love you to. Coming up, we also have Three Bases of Death joining us for the open mic, and Ashley Orpher. So keep it locked right here to Foodbar Radio. Remember, you can hit us up in the studio at hiphop@foodbarradio.com. We love to hear from you guys. This is going to be bananas, but first I want to play something from Marv Radio. This is your record. It's called Parallel Bars, featuring Lucy and Digwell.
Video's out now.
Man, everybody's talking about the ego. Kill the ego, leave the ego behind. I'm not with that. If you got a good channel for the ego, you should let your ego do good things. Example. It's that hemp seed eating hippie, seeing colours living trippy, big mouth like Tippy from Rainbow, Jay-Z, Big Lippy, loving ladies, leave them drippy, the mobile orgasmic dicky, sticky, icky, icky, I'm always late, I'm never coming quickly, ayahuasca drinking, higher, faster thinking, cheeky fucker winking, dancing, dreads are swinging, ladies love the pheromones, my natural odor stinking, leave a hater hanging, swinging, practically lynching, fuck the media, I'm more WikiLeaks than Wikipedia, cooking up some quinoa, it's healthy what I'm feeding ya, I hear the word you're saying, fam, but I am not believing ya. I'm not in trance either, bruh. I'm exiting, I'm leaving ya. Entrance to entrance, flute music, snake dance. Great music, great charms. Make music, make art. Not trying to make charts, I'm never making fake art. They all gas, but no fuel. An industry of fake farts. I give them half a bar. Half of them don't try angles. Half of them make half a star. Multiply these MCs, still they ain't making up half a mark. Half hearted, half ass, half tits and half a bra. I'm fully open, fully focused, fully living, hocus pocus. Abracadabra, hypnosis, fully living in the gnosis. Love is the drug, take all you need. There's no hope of overdoses. Heroin without the side effects. My music is the dopest. No rehab, just re up. No jihad, I'm G'd up. This beat's bad, I'll beat up. A heat track, then eat lunch. Think he's bad, oh please, bruv. He speaks whack, I'll speak up. I'm about to put some pee down, then watch how I get peed up. My money's where my mouth is. I chew change and taste notes. They embarrassing like loud shits, man. I should know I take loads. I'm genuinely sick, they paying doctors for some fake notes. The merchandise is counterfeit, fake labels and fake notes. Fake fans and followers, circus of sword swallowers. Mini me's and borrowers, their shortcomings are obvious. Inking 8 bars for suckers, the ink I use is octopus. Industry's a joke, they get customers preposterous. I'm elevating, they hella fading, they replicating, I'm resonating. They still debating, I'm meditating, they defecating, I'm devastating.
devastating. They medicating, I'm healthy mating. They take the cake while I'm steady baking. They stuck in stasis, I'm levitating. They pacing, racing, I'm waiting patient. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, inshallah and mashallah. I'm manifesting God's will, expose these tits like Mardi Gras. Take it to the cosmos, I'm the supernova after stars. These men are unbalanced like driving round in half a car. They talk about the hoes they link, I'm linking queens and palaces. They're drinking out of holes that stink, I drink from clean chalices. Their flows are joy, my weakest links, my words have many marriages. In it for the long stint, apocalypse couldn't damage this. Been around the world on the strength of my resonance. Been to the shamans, drunk magic medicine. I speak to the elements, I'll be where you never been. My piece is irrelevant, the piece is irrelevant. Slow-mo rappers taking too much ketamine. Rock stars, watch the water turn you to sediment. Won't stop to the saying I'm the best of the best. My clothes second hand, still fresh to the death. No end to how much better it gets. Undertaker last ride, I'll bury a set. When your marks get set, they ain't ready, I bet. But I go, baby, go, my levels connect. Every word death row gets sentenced to death. They ain't breathing so well like I stepped on their chest. Broken ribs, collapsed lungs. Spoken fibs, they chat dumb. Capitalists and rat runs, rat race until the rat's done. Exhibit of action, testament to passion. My fire is the A-bomb, they firing some cap guns. Blah, 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 they chat pathetic on a record. They least beat some direct debit on the record. Best foot forward when I'm stepping on a record. I represent the heaven sent, raw essence on a record. Spitting bars over bars, I'm a gymnast, but bars are unparalleled. Bar squares, barber chair, fresh cuts, barber hair. No bar fights, I bar fair, screwed to the ground like bar chairs. Black sheep saying bar, yeah, bar none, I'm a barbarian. I'm a bar scaring them, got bars in my hair, I'm a bastafarian. Barking up the wrong tree, my tree bark wearing skin. Rocky bar, boa bars after bars, my bars declared to win. Back to trade and barter, I just bar to start the party grins. From a bastard to a king.
Was Parallel Bars, the sound of today's special guest Marv Radio, who was just kicking his ill beatbox for us in the studio. So yeah, definitely, if you missed any of that, hit up the website. That's foobarradio.com/hiphop. All of our past shows are up there as well. And right now we're about to get into some super funky fresh flavour on the ill mic with this week's special guest. That.
You're old school. Don't worry, man. Sarah's old school, man.
I just walked out of a cave into the studio.
Yo.
But this week we are joined by three faces. Yeah, your microphone is on, of course. We are joined by Three Faces of Death and Ashley Arthur. Three Faces of Death, you are a group, though.
Yeah.
So introduce yourselves, the MCs that we have today.
I'm MC Macula,
Robin Hood the Dark Archer,
Wu Cash.
You gotta make sure you're talking to the mic as well, because Sarah will get really upset.
I don't want to upset Sarah.
She'll give you the neck back slap of death right there.
And we got Ash with us because it's Reading Crew, isn't it?
Ash the author's back.
Our DJ in the building.
That's good to see, man. So what's going on with you lot? You got a project out right now?
Yeah, we got our fingers in a lot of pies at the moment. We dropped an 18 track album last year.
Wow.
So that's going around. That's like £3
what's
or something.
What's that called?
That's Lord 3. So that's about, you can catch all of that on like iTunes and Spotify and Bandcamp. We're pushing it out there. And at the moment we're working on a new track, new EP to drop real soon, sometime this summer. And some little solo things. We're working with a lot of cats, you know what I mean? Like,
how did you come up with the name Three Faces of Death?
Man.
What the hell?
We were all from like the sort of Gravedigger era, you know what I mean? Like Wu-Tang, darkness. Yeah, and we were all sort of like, when we were coming up with the idea, like we was all sort of, we had like skulls on our tops and it just popped into their heads, you know what I mean? Now we're stuck with it.
you say it like you don't want it anymore.
We love it.
We love it, man.
It's not a dark thing. It's not a negative thing. No. It's about embracing your death, you know? It's about positive and negative.
Life. People don't realise death is actually part of life.
Exactly.
In order to be able to accept everything 100%, you got to accept that people are going to pass.
Exactly.
Things are going to pass and you're going to pass. But it doesn't mean you're going to pass away. You're just going to pass into another place.
If you even believe in death.
That was deep right there. I didn't even know if it made sense.
What's important is what you pass on as well before you pass, you know? So it's like our torch that we can hand over, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward. Look, Ash is over there like, play the beat.
He's just here for the booze.
What are you saying, Ash? How you been, man?
I'm good. You good?
Bring the mic down, man. You're on your tiptoes there.
I'm too small, man. Little Ash. Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good. Just just been doing the same old, doing shows, making tunes.
Yeah, I saw you in it the other week at in Brixton.
Yeah, man, it's a good night. Yeah. From what I can remember, anyway.
That's how you know it's a good night. Yeah. That's what people say about Woodstock. If you remember Woodstock, you weren't at
Woodstock.
You weren't
a good night.
You weren't
at
Woodstock. That's hilarious. But Mice has had an investigation. Every week we investigate, like, you know, the burning issues in life. And this is about life hacks, because we want to, you know, spread love and help people get through this thing we're all navigating called life.
Every time I do an investigation, you can take something away from it that will uplift your life. So this investigation this week is me trying to find out the most annoying personality traits you've ever come across. Because we've all come across some really annoying...
Yeah.
Whether it be at work, at home, in the mirror, it doesn't matter. There's always something annoying you can find. And hopefully people can recognize this, and the life hack is that you don't become one of these people.
Yeah,
because you fucking hate.
There's too many of them guys.
I'm trying my best, Mice. I'm trying my best. I'm not afraid to admit I'm not perfect.
Yeah, no, well, none of us are perfect. It's not about being perfect. It's just about not being. It's just about not being that annoying mother lover.
Yeah.
So we say, Bacula, what's your?
Oh man, it's them cats that just they're waiting for their time to talk. They don't listen. It's all about them, you know. They just rattle off.
We were talking about them cats.
There's a lot of them about, man. Self.
That came up quite a few times.
Narcissist.
Today,
yeah. People don't like a narcissist, but what is it that makes narcissists do so well? Why does P. Diddy do so well? Why does Kanye West do so well? If these people, you know what I mean? Why is it? What is it we love about them that?
Because you have to be a bit of a cunt to make money. Just facing that's how I look at excuse the C word. Lying.
I was going to say, do we agree that that's radio, like the worst word in the English language? Yeah.
Well, I thought I'd drop it in there because I'm going to drop it in one of my bars. So I'm like, yeah, I better let it go.
No, I can think of
word. You could call me a word that I'd be way more upset than the C word.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
If you excuse my French, you know, I'm upset. Hey,
I'm hip hop. I've heard much worse.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
And the rest, Ash, any recommendations for the worst personality traits?
The yes man, like the guy is always like, yeah. But it's not really provided anything. Listening. Like
shit,
constructive criticism is good for everyone, no matter how high you are, how low
good
down
shout.
You are.
Yeah, that's a good one.
The actually another person, I don't know if this necessarily counts as a personality trait, but like Jobsworths.
Yeah,
it's like be able to think for yourself, man. It's like doesn't make a difference if I'm standing there or there. Come on,
that's a bit.
Is that personality trait? I'm just horrible, aren't I?
I think just being mean to people. But no, but that's the same person that didn't really get to go out that much and speak to other kids.
I know.
So they don't know how to think for themselves. They just look at should I like this or not? Yeah, I like it because you like it and you like that. I've got the same top as you because you've got that top on. You know.
Yeah.
That's why I try not to judge people too harshly.
Fellas, you know what we got you here for is something, you know, that we really appreciate you coming down for. And that Ash knows already, man. When it comes to the open mic, you know what I mean? We just let you lot go in and do whatever you want. We got Marv Radio here as well.
Cool.
So there's five of you mother lovers.
Yes.
We've only got 15 minutes left.
Let's do it.
Oh, 14 minutes left. So let's just do it. Let's just go in. Who's the beat by today?
These rapidly raps. Pandemonium has provided the beat. Make sure each of you are getting close to the front of the mic when you're rapping so they can hear those.
You've got to come closer, bro.
Super.
I can't get
No.
Get in the
mic. Do the shuffle. Okay.
Yeah, cool.
Three faces of death shuffle. Yeah.
So, you guys ready to do this?
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Let's go, fellas.
Yo,
you know the sample.
Mice, Diggy, Sarah Love, Fubar Radio.
Three faces of death.
Three faces of death, Marv Radio, listen.
Macula, we say Macula.
RDG going in the building.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yep.
Yo, yo. Yo, yo, it's the kids from the sticks, poach pheasants with the peasants. Aggie up your parish, that's the dagger in the hedges. Fuck you and your man and the cities are looking deaded. Our money sapping up in metropolis, getting levied. I'm praying for the day when the system is dead and buried. So the 3-4 dynasty thrive and can fill our bellies. Bring the fucking end already. Stop talking like you're tough. Been waiting for a while, I've had my eye on all your stuff. Keep voting for aggression and you'll get it soon enough. We'll bring the drama to your cul-de-sac, kick you in the cunt.
That's a bit much.
Tough TP's out to lunch. Poor people are an angry bunch. When it comes to the crunch, the hungry needy leave the greedy slump. Back alley bashing for you Donald Trumps. See you Tories think you're brilliant, but if we're getting militant, the first chance we get, we're kicking off and killing Gideon.
Yeah, yeah. R.A.'s the Dark Archer.
Robin Hood,
yo, yo. Yo, like this. Yeah, yo.
Yo, it's been ages since I ripped pages and hit stages. Now I'm proud to rep like three faces. Death's what you're facing, verbal cremation. Knowledge of a 33rd degree mason. Thoughts are racing, forget God, I talk to Satan. Covert wars are being waged inside my cranium. And I hate them, but I will not cave in. The caveman, I'm half ape and half alien. Painting hieroglyphs on the walls, ah. Sharp as razors, quick to scar you haters. You can't escape it, we're rated. Fuck your fake scripts, we arrived on spaceships to come and slay kids. Break out the matrix, my mind's incarcerated. In rage, in cage, in my brain's abattoir. Spitting the maddest bars straight from the dragon heart. So read the tarot cards, you leave with battle scars.
Yeah.
Woo Cash.
Yeah.
Three faces of death up in here.
Yo,
boy.
I grab the clouds like I'm lighter than oxygen. I got this then, at least until I'm 40, like the vodka strength, for even longer. Till I die, I will keep my honor free from hunger. Till my fam is on an even number, keep it coming. You'll be running from the fear. Rushing on the tube because some dude ain't cut his beard. Fuck this year. Everything's ridiculous. Live and let live, and then they're bombing on the innocents. What a bunch of hypocrites. Level in the street. Slaughter the whole flock because the wolf is in the sheep. The war machine. Applauded through the smoke is barely seen. You're lying to yourself and hiding like Charlie Sheen. Clone a clone and then dropping from a drone into military zone. The enemy barely knows. This shit is heavy though. Although I ain't Adele, say hello next time you go to see the saints in hell. Yeah.
Yo, poignant with paragraphs, punctual with punchlines. Pack a pad, pack with treats for your lunchtime. All I need is one mic and us falling off is rarer than a week of British sunshine. Cause we ain't no amateur cats. Now our names carry weight like a bag of that wax. Like them late night graphers, I'll be battering tracks to see the crowds light up like a paraffin lamp. Matter of fact, please quiet down cause I wanna speak. Yeah, we British through and through just like a cup of tea. Making rugged speech over funky beats with dirty fingernails from digging through them dusty sleeves. I cut my teeth, now I'm looking to eat. I got the recipe, see me cook in a feast, took your whole dinner party just looking at me. Take a peek at my rhyme book and it's deep. Capiche?
Woo! That's the offer, boy.
Yeah.
My Blitz. Radio. Straight off the ayahuasca leaf.
Yeah. Straight off the ayahuasca leaf. I'm not bringing no ayahuasca beef. The only one you see in freestyle just like a chief. What everybody's doing, Britons. And those writtens were hard, but I'm just doing this shit like the light that you see from a star, but you can't look directly. Cause I wanna come correctly. And most people in this scene, they wanna disrespect me. I walk past them on my head high, they won't check me. But it's okay, cause I be practicing my craft regularly. So it be F-U-B-A-R, fucked up beyond all repair. And I'm just trying to get to heaven, give me stairs. I'm just trying to spit clear. And everybody tell me, oh, I wanna be a millionaire. I'm like, yeah, what did that do for Blair? I'm trying to do my thing and I'm giving you air like Jordan. Anytime I come through, it's a fresh pair, but never Nike shoes because I don't want the slave labor. I just smoke weed and stay off the weed vapor.
Flip the Aston Martin on the Autobahn. Cobra Khan, stick a move, you on the upper echelon. Anti-hero, pro villain, delegate Decepticons. Rolling up with Megatrons, vocally spray your local restaurant. Nothing long, then I'm gone. Like the plane that hit the Pentagon. I stash the cash with managers that hang at Amazon.
Click like the camera's on.
Capture debutante, black negligee. Play Marvin Gaye, bitch, time to get it on. Sleazebag, rap, plastic bag, a tramp at Babylon. Let it burn, I'll be the first in line to pour the petrol on. Three skull affiliate, whiskey breath in the octagon. Roll a barrel road like I'm Donkey Kong. Yeah, the jungle don. Dutch and Dylan filling, if it bleeds, we can kill it. I'm the illest, spitting cinematic lyrics. Paint a picture with my words to the blind. Can feel the realness, it's a sickness. Every time I step with
Tommy Sequence.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yo, I give you tetanus when you get hit with rusty crowbars, the flow's dark. Breaking your bones apart, cracking your skeleton. Yeah, rap's my element. In a lab every week, doing mad experiments. It was once lost, now we found the art. Swimming with a thousand sharks, looking up to the sky, counting stars. Stepping up levels from the sweatbox to the attic. Making movements while your whole crew is static. 3FOD, linking with Vash the author. The pure line distributors, the raps are raw sub. Back to scorcher, slaughter, waterboard and torture. I thought I taught ya, ha, I leave you hung, drawn and quartered. So fuck your new world order and your law enforcers. I do this for the paupers and not the greedy porkers. We all want our portion, we're all important. Eat horse shit, reality is, you're all pricks.
Atrocious manslaughter, recorded on camcorder. I ain't jumping off the fan
family tree, I will hang for you. I am taking all of you out, that standing order. Ceremonial, territorial, we plan borders. My plan's raw though, show you hate and force it. This beat will kill you like a homemade explosive. It's over, but the rich are still outnumbered. They're stacking corpses, are rotting quicker in the summer. Hiding in plain sight like buildings into plain right. Create crime to convince you that it ain't fine. I take time to report on what I see on streets. I have decency, that's why I never need police. Lying secrecy, the visions of an ideal land. Higher frequency, dechlorinated pineal gland. See if it kicks off, I'll be standing with my troops. My understanding of the truth will leave you hanging from a noose.
Ah, oh, that's yes, Recast yes, yes. right there, boy. Three Faces of Death, mother lovers. You are in tune to Fubar Radio. You. And do remember, who's on the beat? Is it Pandemonium?
Pandemonium on the beat.
All you MCs, all you producers out there, hit us up at hiphop@fubarradio.com and make sure you get yourself on the beats or on the mic. Whichever one you do, just make sure you let us know in the subject. Yo, ask the author, what are you saying?
Yo, we're disgusting. Like an old hooker's wrinkled gash. Hit a wind down the microphone and sprinkle ash. Bending on targets with a cricket bat. Furiously swiping, just the awkward in the chat. In the lab, hanging out like a flash of dick. Looking like we've been on a week-long acid trip. Bring a team if they can handle it. Man, we turn the scene to smithereens simply because we're smashing it. That is it. Nothing else, shit, nothing more. Lyrical, unprotected sex when I'm coming raw. So what you fucking for? Put your hands in the motherfucking air, mice. What else did you come in for? Not them, not them kids ain't with this. They're the type to engage in a game of soggy biscuit. We the shoddy misfits. And the one down the park that your mommy told you not to mix with in this.
So I bring the water. Big up to my man Ash the author. I see the three faces of death. I seen one of 99 faces of slaughter. I seen people losing their daughters. Seen people losing their cousins, losing their mothers. I seen so much pain in this life. That's why I follow the light. And I'm just following sight. And I'm just following right. No, I'm not following, I'm leading. And I'm appealing to the thing that isn't the money, weed, greed and peeing. I'm saying what you need to be is on your own vibe. Be on your own life. Well, you got your own mic. It's the open mic right now. We're all up in the studio, bringing new flows and do it for the people listening. I'm just trying to stay like a diamond that's been glistening, showing you light and never be missing. And I'm like the colors, well, it's getting filtrated through a prison then.
Don't be a puppet for them Muppets and the hate, mate. There ain't an organised religion that'll rate. Not enough for me to grab an AK and move away to a foreign land and blaze a stranger in his face. I don't play a being a critically thinking individual. Standing by beliefs of holding down his human principles. Why'd I need a cleric in my life to say I'm spiritual and praise a form of execution at a weekly ritual? Fear God or I hit you, faith by the fistful. We're out here in the desert chopping heads, mum, I miss you. Modern day Babylon, lack of empathy, the issue. You can feel the wrath of God through a laser-guided missile. So which imaginary character are you repping? Which deity you pray to for your next supply of weapons? Do you reckon G.O.D. is pleased with all the blood you're letting? You earned a spot in heaven, is the million-dollar question.
Sick in the brain, spit in the flame. Don't tell me that your life's hard, it isn't the same. As I reflect on my past, you can't mirror my pain. I seriously contemplated slitting my veins. I spent many nights sniffing on yay, but didn't escape. Simple and plain, I'm tired of living this way. At times I wish my mind would just give me a break. Meditate, leave my mortal coil drift into space. I watch paradigms shift and much wisdom I gain. Twisted insane, make whack MCs quiver in shame. Cause they talk a lot of shit like biblical phrase. Religion is fake, we're all living enslaved. The world leaders thrive off fear and they're shifting their shapes. Reptilian slip pupils, the vision of snakes. New world order to depopulate, their mission ain't changed. Illuminati ain't stopping us, we're killing the game.
Apocalyptic wasteland, burning through the waste, man. Caveman type, I slap and shake you with the same hand. My name's Wu, not the name brand. Came through your tavern, cash from the card game. That man's hurt, slap first, ask later. Choke the carburetor, harness the brush that tarnished the last hater. Eating up the beast with a truncheon like lunch of meat. No one's under me because I'm in the dungeon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go, got 30 seconds to rap, that's the thing. We got Sarah Weiss digging, yeah, we get it in. Freestyle, because I didn't know I was going to rap next. But I ain't vexed. Suplex, my radio, tell them what's up.
Killing what's up, we're just staying fucked like fucked up bars, food bars, what I'm saying. And every time we come in all directions, we be
praying. So thanks for the people and thanks for the patience. Now the doctor's in the session. I'm gonna see you later.
Let me say one more thing. That's big up DSOTM, Dark Side of the Moon. That's the family.
Check us out. www.freefaces.co.uk.
Links go.
marvradio.bandcamp.com.
Ash,
just hit me up, Ash the Author, everywhere.
Make sure you lock into the show next week, because we have Ezra Collective back performing live in the studio for the open mic for you, plus Crash and Elements. Up next on FUBAR, you've got Brad, your friendship. Thank you to all of you guys for locking into the show, because this show is all about you.
We've got to leave on this note, because Carl emailed in and he said one of the most annoying personality traits is unreliability. There's nothing worse than being unreliable. Once you lose someone's trust, that's it. You're done. And we're done here at FUBAR Radio, bitches and bitchheads. It's been spiritual. It's been dark. It's been death. It's been life. All kind of things. All I know is I'm going to get so high you can't even hear it.
We'll leave you with the wisdom of Rick James right about now. We're out.
Brother, sister, there's got to be missing in our life. Can't you see? We need love. A little word of confidence every now and then. A little honesty and trust among us. A little love and harmony, and there'll surely be some unity. Unity.